admire her character, even if she doesn't have any. Admire her character, even if she doesn't have any. Admire her character, even if she doesn't have any. Admire her character, even if she doesn't have any. Admire her character, even if she...
My mother don't want to get cut off welfare. And that's just what this visit gonna result in.
Ms. Lucius, dude, get out of here before I kick your ass.
All right, Clarice, I spoke to Mr. Wicker, and he told me that you're one of his best math students.
If your fat ass gonna get that bitch away from me.
Math, like a potential for math. So I called Mrs. McKnight from Higher Education Alternative. Each one teach one. An alternative school. Clarice, are you
listening to me?
Yeah.
Okay. Ms. McKnight.
Testing.
Each one teach one.
It's located at the 11th floor.
Testing.
Hotel Teresa, 126th Street.
Get
and that's just started a few days ago.
Bitch.
11th floor.
I heard you the first time.
Okay.
I don't know what an alternative school is. I feel I want to know. My heart is all warm inside. Mr. Witcher think I'm a good student. I knew he liked me.
Test.
School ain't gonna help none.
Right.
Take your ass down to the welfare.
Yeah.
The fuck you think she is? So I guess you think you're cute now, right?
Admire her character.
Oh,
even
if
she doesn't have any.
Should've kept your fucking mouth
Admire
shut.
Admire her character.
Just because he gonna give you more children than he give me, you think you something fucking special? Fuck you and fuck him.
Cheryl.
Brushes.
Don't listen to her. Don't do that.
Get down here, bitch!
Her horn is
warning
signs.
You want that white bitch up in my house?
No, not this again.
Why would you bring that bitch up in here?
Oh. I didn't bring her here.
Well, why the fuck did she bring my buzzer?
Okay. That's what I'm trying to say.
I can't hear you, Precious, since you got so much motherfucking mouth, and you gonna bring a bitch up in my house. Why would that bitch bring my goddamn buzzer?
I ain't telling her to come here.
See, I think right now you feeling like you becoming a grown woman. Because that shit you poured in the kitchen.
You're gonna be one.
I should have fucked you up. But I let you walk away, and I let you come get yourself together.
School ain't gonna help you.
But bitch, I'ma let you know if you ever pour that shit
Hello?
On me again, that will be your last motherfucking
Hello?
Day.
Oh,
I promise you that. You gonna send a white bitch to my motherfucking
school ain't gonna
butt.
Help you.
Can't you see?
You're a dummy, bitch.
School ain't gonna help you. You're a dummy, bitch. You would never know shit. Don't nobody want you. Don't nobody need you. You're fucked around and fucked my man and fucked me and my mother. Stink hair in B.C. and two motherfucking children. And one is a retarded whore named Cheryl Prolapse. Fuck you and fuck him. Where's my Oscar? I didn't shave.
Trying me?
Hello?
I think you really trying to fuck with me. You fucking with my
you
money,
watching this is the
and you
ground?
Gonna stand up there and look down at me like you're a motherfucking woman.
You see, Precious,
I'm gonna show you what real
really
women
special,
do.
But I
you
thought maybe we were beyond that.
Real motherfucking woman sacrifice.
Oh, you want to see my niggas? I mean my bonnet.
Ass, cause you ain't shit. I know the day
right,
the doctors
though,
put
you
took you so long.
You wasn't a goddamn.
You know what I didn't have?
It's so late.
I didn't have the camera plugged in.
Oh,
Precious.
Now about that.
You know, every time I watch this movie, Cheryl, I hope it's not going to happen, but it happens. I'm going to kill you, bitch. Did you see the ramps up in there? I like the music. Hey.
I can't hear it.
Why not? You can't. Oh, because I don't have the grum holder on.
Every goddamn time. Every fucking goddamn need responded time. I said I can't hear your holder.
Just hear what holder?
The holder.
I don't understand.
You know, usually you're like, don't talk. There's an echo. There's an echo.
You don't hear that?
Echo. No.
I don't talk.
Not that I care, because then I can't hear you cycle.
You hear it.
Right.
You really need to get some rest.
A little bit.
You have such a big day ahead of you.
All right.
And remember.
Do you hear it or not?
Mommy loves you.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
What did she just say? Smell
my precious.
Yeah, but what did Precious' mother just say?
Smoke it. Smoke it.
Hey, Pop. Hey, I need a good Precious person.
My heart is all warm inside.
You hear that?
Miss Witch should think I'm a good student.
Warm inside.
Miss Witch should think I'm
a good student. I knew he liked me.
No, not again. Every time I watch it, it happens. Poor Precious.
Poor she's so, so fly like a dog. Now listen.
Oh, no.
School ain't gonna help none.
Nobody, don't nobody.
Take your ass down to the welfare. Yeah. The fuck you think she is?
Right. Right. All right, anyway.
Check my man.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Now, Madge, listen.
This is a Precious special.
We're supposed to call Dan Glada for a Fiber One blowout story because I emailed him and I said, listen.
You mean her?
Her, right. I said, listen.
Hold on. Levels are way too high because I'm Precious.
Let me adjust my holder. One second.
I said, listen. I would like some
I'm sorry, I just need you to hold on for a second because I need to concentrate on this so I can get my freak on. Oh, that's why it was loud, because of the stink hair.
Right.
What
God,
were you saying?
People are ugly.
Who are you talking about? Rectum?
No. So anyway, I emailed him and I said, listen, I need some more clips. Do it. And he emailed me back and said, listen, I can't for a month. And I said, excuse me, why?
Period.
I was trying to say that his computer was broken because of a Fiber One blowout, and I said, that makes no sense. And he said, I'm serious. I had a Fiber One blowout, and it ruined my computer.
How does
and
that happen?
Said, I don't know. So he said that we should cool him, and he will explain to us how it is that when you eat more, then you get faggot or something. I'm All sure right. he's faggot.
But did you want to name any church first, or you want to do that first?
Excuse me?
You want to do that first, or do you want to name some churds?
No, gurgle. Let's do that.
Hold on, let me get my mouse, because it's still in my black pack. Somebody stole my mouse at work. I had to grab it. Hold on.
No, that happened to the norm. Makes me all warm inside.
Miss Lichtenstein.
What? Yeah.
Miss Lichtenstein, you're dead. Go home. Don't nobody want you. Don't nobody need you, Miss Lichtenstein. Hello?
That make no sense.
We talking, calling Dan Gladweiss?
Mm-hmm.
Is that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, my Bluetooth ain't on yet.
Yeah, you too.
Why is my Bluetooth?
You look like a mess, Nades.
Do I look...
Well...
I like I this mean... for my profile. I think I look Jewishy. I don't think they know I'm Jewish at work. Somebody said something very...
Did you get a haircut yet?
Why would I be wearing an N bonnet if I got a haircut?
Why will you not get a haircut? Seriously.
Fuck off. Can't afford it. I need to sell more DVDs.
Right. You can't afford a free haircut from your friend.
How dare you insult me? Are you calling me a liar? Are you calling me a liar?
Calling you faggot and blank.
Well, you're totally right.
Do rag.
Meek respondent. Let's just look at Precious for 1 second.
No,
just this... With me. She looks real pretty here. I think this is a good backdrop for me, don't you? You see it?
Look at that skein. Look at my beautiful skein.
Look at me and Precious. Oh, Precious, you're so beautiful. She's a warm inside, though.
That's pretty much actual size compared to you. I mean, if you're that big, then she's...
All face. She sure has kind of a rocky complexion for somebody young. Okay, Dan Glada? Is that his name? This is that queen that always talks to us, says he doesn't get fucked, right?
I have no idea.
What's his thing on the Skype then? Or do we call his
phone? I gave you the fucking phone number.
What's his name?
What?
Oh, excuse me? What are you talking about?
I have no patience tonight. Have you noticed?
Did you text it to me? Where's the number? You gave it to me last week, you're saying. What are you
Madge.
I have eight screens. There's eight screens. Do you think I have Precious on the computer? I don't have room for anything else. I have it. Just shut up. I have the number. Stop sending it to me.
Okay, all right.
Now, this is Dan Gladwine.
Look inside of my pores.
I just thought I already... Haven't we called him before?
I have no idea.
Did we call him last week or not? Who was that person?
I have the memory of a
Hleop. Who was that queen we talked to last week, the bottom?
No.
Who hasn't gotten fucked in here? That wasn't this person?
No.
Who was that?
That was Mollard Man.
No, with Mollard Man. Who was it? Or
it was Brad Lades.
Isn't that Brad Lades, Dan Gladda, whatever?
No.
I get them all mixed up. You know me.
No, Brad Lades is special. He's beautiful. Now, listen.
So this is Dan Lades?
Are you recording this on...
Good idea. No, but I'm ready now.
Ustream. Do it now.
I am now. And you see Precious as lips only?
What do you mean you are now? What changed?
I wasn't before. I pressed record.
Okay. Now, listen. Okay. Dan Glades is not the same person as Brad Lades. Brad Lades is very...
So this is special. Dan Glades?
He is beautiful. He has a huge penis.
Who does?
And I do not appreciate you insinuating
who has a huge penis?
Ugly Dan Gladwise. Brad Lades.
Brad Lades has a huge penis? How come he hasn't showed it to Moai? Oh, little thing.
Well, because you ain't good enough.
I'm not doing a show until he shows it to me.
All right, we don't have no room.
Okay, so this is Dan Glades. You see, I'm dragging it over Precious's face into your holder.
Ooh.
I hope I don't accidentally stick it in.
Hello?
Is this Dan Glades?
It is.
Hi, this is Madge Weinstein and Cheryl Proclips. I'm told you had a blowout and a computer...
Caused
a computer crash? What happened there?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, as you know... Cheryl likes to record herself making the deets on the toilet.
I'm aware.
The toilet?
Name the toilet.
Churds.
Yes. So I thought I might try to emulate her behavior.
Yeah, and, that's a good idea.
I ate, and I'm not exaggerating, 10 of those Fiber One bars. I think they were chocolate.
The bars or the muffies?
The bars.
You ate 10 of them? Is that like two boxes? Oh my God.
I was hungry.
Are you fat?
No,
may have been stoned. No.
Look at Maria Carey. Go ahead. I'm just preciousing while you're talking.
And so I sat down with my laptop in the bathroom. I had the speaker attached to it.
The whole laptop? On your lap?
No, I'm not that dumb.
In your bathtub?
The toilet. No, it was sitting on the floor.
You were shitting in the bathtub. And there was water in it, too?
Did you take video? I would like to see the
What the fuck's wrong with you? No wonder it broke.
Wait, listen. I was on the toilet. The laptop was on the floor.
Okay.
Cheryl, look at the screen.
Mm-hmm. Had a speaker. I'm sorry, microphone dangling over between my legs.
Okay.
I may have pushed a little too hard and may have had the laptop a little too close. Duty water splashed out over the toilet.
What? That's not possible. You had a tsunami?
Yes. Horrible. I didn't know that could happen to a human being without dying.
Oh, Dan Glades, turd.
Hurt. What? And then the computer, shorted out because of the duty water, and now I have to wait.
Poor Precious.
30 days for them to,
30 days for what?
I hope you let the duty water dry out. I hope it wasn't a Macintosh or they'll break into your house and arrest you if you're Chinese.
No,
on Wave 150.
It was a Dell. You know,
30 days to fix a computer?
I know, right?
What are they sending it to India, I bet you?
Girdle.
Yeah, probably.
Well, that's your first mistake for having a Dell. What a dumbass. Now, listen.
Precious does not look... Yeah, you can spend three times as much like us and get something fixed the next day that breaks all the time.
Right.
Oh, it's now, the warmest sunlight.
Now, listen. Duty splashes. RM, I've never had this problem. And,
Eye Doctor with Precious.
Excuse me?
I'm playing Precious. I'm playing Eye Doctor with Precious. Go ahead. Right. Oh, Precious, will you... Will you finger my eye hole?
My
heart is all warm outside, Precious.
So how are you watching the ground now?
What are you doing at the time?
Yeah.
I think I called him on the phone, Cheryl. Are you watching the Pilgrim program?
No, but he...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me talk about this, because I forgot. I just remembered. So I read the entire affidavit from the from the Apple computer that they arrested this Chinaman. Who says he weighs 150, but if you watch the video on Engadget, this is the guy that's took the iPhone, the chink foff. And you look at him, and he's so obese on this video where he shows the four-generation iPad. He says on the affidavit, I found this so appalling. He said he weighs 150. There is no way he weighs 150. He's like 195 plus, and that's grinder age. But so they arrested him. Well, it turns out, you know how like they found out who... You know, sold the iPhone to Engadget and all this. You know what happened? So the kid who found the iPhone at the bar, his name was something or other. It turns out that his fucking roommate, this cunt, turned him into the authorities. She fucking told on his ass. It was some guy, he had a roommate and a girl. So you know she was just like this fag hag, right? She turned him and she called the cops. And in the report, it says the reason she called the cops is because she was afraid that she would get in trouble because they used the iPhone on her internet connection.
Oh.
What a fucking cunt.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
She sounds real nice.
I know. We should call her.
Mm-hmm.
Who beeped at me? Who bleeped? Somebody bleeped me.
That was me.
Thank you. Good girl.
Welcome.
Good girl.
Mm-hmm. Girl. Now listen.
Trust you. Trust. I always trust people that I don't trust. That's a good idea.
All right.
Excuse me?
Well, I heard that one church said some very offensive things this week.
Oh, no. But first, I want you to talk about how great my DVD is, because people don't get past the first 5 minutes most of the time.
What?
Talk about my DVD.
Oh, your DVD is quite amazing, as I was telling you earlier today, that I think it's insane that you have to even ask anybody about this ever. Mm-hmm. Everybody should be buying it. All right.
And I better sell more or I won't do it next week. Thank you, Brendan.
Now,
aren't we talking to Brendan? I'm so confused about people. Brendan, Brad Lades, Dan Glades. I don't understand this. They're all the same name.
I am Dan Glades, Dan Glada. Brad Lades is somebody completely different. Talked to me about 2 weeks ago. I'm the one that looks like he's 12.
No, I know who you are, but you're both bottoms. All right.
What's your point?
You both get fucked up the ass and
Brad
shit
Lades
in the bathtub.
Brad Lades is a big dicked bottom. And Dan Glad Wise.
Wait a second. Why do I not? How come I don't know anything about the penis? What's with the? What? Tell me about his penis, then. You can't just make a claim like that.
Listen.
Not yours. We know yours is weensy. I'm talking about Brad Lades or Dan Glades or whatever the fuck the other one's name.
Brad Lade.
How big's his penis, Gerald?
Large enough to make you fort.
Oh, don't even ask me about... We got to talk about starfish. Okay, go ahead with your one turd.
She said Chinese women sound like dying cats.
What?
That's what she said, Dave.
I don't understand.
They do.
She said chink women sound like dying cat.
I don't get it. How does a Chinese woman sound? I don't even know.
I don't know.
And
then she said...
Yeah, that does kind of sound like a dying cat, I guess.
And then she said...
No. Oh, my God, what? What'd she say?
Black ones always want to know, quote, how much it coos.
Cows. I think she
meant...
How much it coos?
C-O-O-S.
Oh, I know what she's talking about. Like, this is what happens when I lost. I mean, I'm just guessing this is what One Turd Wisdom was talking about. But, you know, when I, like, walk, I always walk past this girl. Oh, that's an ugly person. Let me put it on the screen. When I always walk past these same day laborers, right? Day laborers when I walk to work. And when I have the dog, they always say the same thing. Is that an Italian greyhound? Because every fucking time they ask me and they know I answered. Right, but that's not.
You want one bang, you look.
And they always. But they always say, when they say they see the dog, a lot of times they say, how much that costs? Or like, when I used to have this portable bicycle before I got too fat and broke it, people, I'd be like riding my bike, and they'd be like, from the corner when I'm on my bike, how much that costs? I guess
portable
that's what.
Bike, aren't all bikes portable?
No, foldable, I mean.
Oh, okay.
So is that what One Turd was talking about? Do we need to get her on the phone?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm 24. I enjoy life to the max. I love clubbing and a good drink. Noah, I'm again a GD laugh when I get stored it. But piss me off and I will turn evil. ND, there will be no stopping me. But I really have to push the right button to stort me off. I'm anti all that evil. There is a good side to me. You see that most of the time.
Indy,
I love my little four-year-old brother with my heart and soul. And, oh, that's what ND means, and would die for him, XXX. Now, I just want you to see how that writing
What's
looks.
What's wrong with her head?
Well, it's ugly. That's the problem. She's bald. I think she has Bart Simpson head with bangs. She's Bart Simpson head with bangs and flats. Now let's look at her stats. Okay. Her name is Louise Wandsworth. Oh, she lives in Wandsworth. Oh, that's a great place to live if you're fat. Wandsworth.
I like her political affiliation.
What is it? Where is that?
Fuck them all.
Fuck them all. That's pretty good. Fuck them all. I hate reading. Reading is fucking shit. Favorite quotes. Whatever.
Favorite movies. Chunky.
Chunky. But I think that chunky funny myself. Favorite books. I hate. Okay. Favorite quotes. Whatever. Jog on. Rest your eyelids. Do you want me to one bang you little shit? Do you want to one bang, you little shit? What is that?
You little horsey. Oh, that reminds me. I should post that now.
What?
Well, I guess I could premiere it on your Grom and then post it to Mari.
What?
I have to. I'll put it in the holder girdle.
Push yourself.
Do you like my girdle?
Do you like Precious? Look at her now. She's got her mouth open. Girdle? I'm going to put my hand in her mouth and fist her face. You see that? It's so stupid.
How much that cost? How much that cost?
Well, I had a briber with a... Look, my hand is in her mouth now. I moved the thing. Do you see that? Ooh, I'm fingering her mouth.
Very delayed.
I'm fingering her mouth.
Move away from me.
Do you see my fist hand in her mouth?
Precious.
Do you see that?
No, I'm still on you.
It's
moving
not,
over her. Oh, there we go.
I'm fisting her mouth. You see that? Yeah.
Kind of.
Okay, what are we putting in the holder, honey?
Excuse me?
Do you want to see the premiere of my latest trailer?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Yes.
I'm going to take my own face off the holder.
And it's got some good music, too. Always do.
By the way, I need porn music. We'll give you credit, but we need porn music for trailers.
Why does anyone want credit?
I need hip-hop and Latin
porn. Might be able to.
Seriously.
Provide some.
Original. Not some shit.
I know.
Not some GarageBand crap either.
I hate GarageBand. I don't use GarageBand.
All right. You have to have an apostrophe in your name and a tilde, though.
Okay.
DJ Apostrophe. You can have that name. I'll give it to you. Excuse me.
Ladash.
What am I looking at? Oh, yes. Coke.
I'm hungry. What kind of snack am I going to have?
Fin-turd.
What am I going to eat? Mm-hmm. Got some Cheez-Its, but not very many.
Don't make me all hungry. I'm hungry, Precious. My heart is all warm and so on.
It's soy.
What's going on with the store? It's not working.
Coco?
What are you doing here at the store? Yeah. Let's hope we don't get kicked off. This is for Mixed Nuts 2. I got to make sure you can hear the holder. Hold on a minute.
Okay, I'll wait until after the thing, and then I'll...
You better fucking wait. Yeah.
All right. I think I might make an egg roll because it's...
Just,
then,
Joe, just listen, watch the holder. Can you hear yourself?
Excuse me?
Can you hear yourself?
Oh, sweet. All right.
Okay. This is for Mixed Nuts 2.
So delayed.
Well, it's not on yet. What do you see on your screen right now?
DVD catalog, Mixed Nuts 2, Taste of Some...
Taste of
Crunch. Flash. No Flash.
It has to be. Okay, now you see the play button. Well, it doesn't matter because it's not going to be in sync for you when I'm playing. There we go. Oops.
Load it out. Oops, look at that. Practice up an hour.
I know. I got to put cats on there real quick.
The quality, the audio quality on this phone is so bad. The whole time it sounded like all they were saying was niggy, 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 niggy.
That is so rude. Stop that. I can't have that on this show.
Fucking with no mercy. That's what it is. That's what it is.
There's a lot of references to Precious and Alexis K. Did you see that one? No mercy.
Have mercy.
See, there's a kitty cat on there. Nobody could say it was.
These boys know how to get nut like a squirrel in some. What?
These boys know how to get nut like a squirrel in springtime. I thought for sure they were going to say, that's stupid, don't use it, but they didn't.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Carlani Cornell McCoy Coleman.
What is this? You have to introduce what you're going to talk about. What is this?
Duty. I just had my turn. Duty.
Are you naming chairs?
Okay,
go again. Start again.
My turn.
Shut up.
Eliani Cornell Matui Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
Julius Darnell Massey Jr.
Massey.
Like Edith Massey. Mm-hmm. Eggman. Baby Andres Skittles. That's one word. A-N-D-O-R-E, capital S-K-I-T-T-L-E-Z.
Mm-hmm.
Redden, R-E-D-D, and that's a good black name.
Mm-hmm.
Niggity Blanche and Edward Smith.
What? Paste it into the grum holder. I don't understand this.
Iggy Blanche, Edward Smith.
Can you paste in the holder?
I did.
Oh, Cheryl, that Wanda. This is from One Turd, isn't it?
Amber Nathy, Mapes Pittman Jones. Why do you like that one so much, man?
Do it again. I don't know why. So do it again.
Amber Nathy, Mapes Pittman Jones.
Right, but you got to make it a reverend. Start over, but make
Amber,
it a
Reverend Abernathy, Mapes Pittman Jones.
Yeah. It's a reference to Miss Jane Pittman, right?
It's a reference to a lot of things.
Reverend.
Yeah. Precious.
Well, Reverend Abernathy, you know.
Yes.
All right.
Reverend. Reverend Niggerholder Madison. That's right.
Hello. Are you looking at the stream?
Oh, the show days. Excuse me?
Are you watching the screen or not?
Mostly. Now, Madge.
What?
Listen.
Cherokee to ass. What?
Excuse me?
Hey, I'm a fucking another nut out of your ass. Hey, I'm a fucking another nut out of your ass.
What did I say? Is that heavy?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Nothing but
oh,
look at him roast, Rico. Dripping with delicious fat. I got him just where I want him. Kinda like I had you.
Look at the screen now. Do you see the panty droppers?
Matt, can you show the video entitled Pie Bake Off Girdle?
Yeah, let me put your holder on. But can you see the panties or not?
Mm-hmm, they're pretty.
Okay, hold on. Where is this in the holder? Mm-hmm. Stop playing that. I need to need you to not play anything until I find it. Let's see. Right. So I'm looking in yeast then 10/16 girdle clips.
Mm-hmm.
Which one? She's too cute to be sad.
Pie bake off girdle.
Pie bake off girdle. Okay. Hold on, it's still precious right now.
Green boy.
Cheryl!
What?
I can't play this on the grum holder. This is porny.
Okay, well then, just pretend that you're playing it and play it.
Can you see Precious's face?
Yeah.
Nope.
On the screen?
Nope.
What do you see? Wax?
Kind of black panty droppers.
All right. Ooh. Ooh. Bubbles.
Ooh. Yeah, but I know what it is.
Cheryl, can you isolate the bubbles? I just like the bubbles.
I did, I thought.
Hey.
I mean the audio.
Excuse me?
What's this word?
Playing with pressure.
Do you know the
did
letter?
You show the video?
I'm playing with pressure. I showed it, yeah. Was I not supposed to?
I don't see it on the grum holder thing.
What do you see?
Did you see the bubble on the holder?
You missed it. Yes, we saw it.
I just see Precious's panty.
Oh, there it is. There we go.
Oh, we're
really behind.
Yes.
Are you seeing the peekaboo?
Almost.
I just saw the bubble for the first time.
I was doing a peekaboo with Precious.
There's a secret source on the DV program.
Hey, did anybody find the Easter egg on my DVD?
Yes.
Mongo, too. I gotta get Mongo back.
Mongo.
Hey, Miss Falcon.
Hey, Precious. There's somebody downstairs for you.
Who is it?
I ain't asked who it was. You want me to watch the baby?
Nah. I'll go down and get him anyway.
Where's Harper? She tells everyone she has AIDS. Oh, this is... Here.
Man.
What?
I am so overpriced.
Look at this. I love this picture.
Let it go.
Look at the picture of
Madison.
Let it go. let her go.
No, why should I let anything go?
Dad, go home.
Cheryl, now, do you see Precious with that little girl next to her now or not?
She looks huge.
But with the girl?
Yes. Now imagine the holder. There are a few photos that you need to show.
Okay. What do you want me to
show? Sort the foils from, in a reverse chronological order.
It's too late. I already got one that's from a church.
Yes.
What is this?
New series, Get Real Nig, May 16th.
Cheryl,
real Cool X.
It's not funny.
All right.
What else?
Then, another photo is called Screenshot 2010 Something or Other.
Uh-oh. I'm afraid of this.
2010 Something or Other.
That?
I'm afraid of this.
Oh, Cheryl, I can't play that. It looks broidy. Okay, got that done. What's next?
Who is playing the audio? Dan, hang up on Dan. Hang up on her.
I will as soon as I find the holder.
We're done with her. We're
done. Get out of here. Go home.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, now.
What's next?
You played the shock. You played the screen shock. Shock. Now, inner circle.
You fuck another nut out of your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, you want some more of that dick?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. Yes.
Look at him roast.
What do you want me to play now?
I want you to show the photo, inner circle lols.
Oh! That's horrible.
Make it smaller so they can see the entire thing.
Cheryl, are you trying to get me fired from the uterus stream again?
No, center it on the screen. Join Cheryl, see, that's
it,
right.
It did.
Brad Lates made that for us.
Thanks, Brad Lates. Can I show a different one?
Yes, now show Sylvia White, too. Look at her. And then Sylvia White and Sylvia White 3.
With the finger... Hang on.
Look at her face.
I need to go with this. Just a second. This calls for a cycling.
Well, one of them specifies it's supposed to be played with O. Sylvia to be played with O, not J.
All right, I got it. Hold on.
Oh!
Hold on. Just one moment.
To welcome my guest. They're going to premiere that.
Okay, well, let's get to it because that looked pretty amazing.
Okay, so amazing.
What do we got?
It's from the X-Dope name.
Can I introduce it or we just play it?
Well, X-Dope decided to try a little experiment, and so this is what it is.
Oh,
is that
a little interview with Robert Pattinson?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Hold it.
Judy.
I hate to preempt Precious, but I have to preempt. Let me make sure we have the right size before I press it. Oh, this is smaller, smaller. Hang on.
Oh, he looks so pretty. Look at that.
It won't get smaller, smaller.
Look at that hair.
It won't go smaller than this, though.
Make it smaller.
I'm trying, but again, it requires a whole...
Man, why don't you open it in QuickTime?
It is open in QuickTime, you stupid.
Aren't you opening a quick look?
This is quick time. Quick look would probably work. That's a good idea. Let's try that.
Oi. I would like to welcome my guest today, Robert Pattinson. You may know him as Edward from the Twilight movies. Let's get right to it, shall we? Oh, hey, Blobbert. Off camera. No.
Oh. Well, we could.
Do it live.
Ready?
Yes.
I'll start it up.
I would like to welcome my guest today, Robert Pattinson. You may know him as Edward from the Twilight movies.
Okay.
Let's get right to it, shall we? Oh, hey, Blobbert. Off camera, you were telling me that you just had sex. Who did you just fuck?
This little girl who's about 7.
Excuse me? Was she any good?
Good, good.
A little girl? I have to confess that I'm a little shocked. Are you sure you're not attracted to men?
You know, it's something about some guy, if he says, like, listen, I'm gonna kill you, it's something really attractive about that.
Seen one, Mary? You've seen them all. I knew it. Do you know what a prolapse is?
I don't know.
Well, you see, a woman's ports, her lady business, sometimes it just starts falling out of her lady hole. Now, this all started for me when I had my first stillbirth, self-induced, of course. The fetus was so large that it done ripped my cunny hole open. I was stretched so far open that all my business done slipped out. My uterus, my tubes, everything. A prolapse is a beautiful thing.
That just seems so bizarre to me.
Would you like to find out just how bizarre it is?
I know what having sex with you is going to be like.
Oh, really? Why don't you shut the fuck up, you stupid little bitch? You have no idea who you're getting yourself into. I have half a mind to fill these dirty pink depends with 4 days worth of churns, rip a hole near my ass, cunny, squat, and squirt your face with the liquidy duty, squirt in your face while pleasuring my lady hole.
Okay.
Are you ready now?
I'm always ready.
Tell me you need me to bite you and say it like you mean it, you little horsey.
I need you to bite me.
Now go comb your hair and get ready for Cheryl. Well, we're gonna have to cut this interview short. Until next time, stay sexy, smoky, and most of all, stay tuned into my program over at whoerwhoel.org. Bye-bye, Nades and Keons. You like that?
Yes.
Now, did you notice at the end how I called it my program?
I did. I think, though, I have to critique it, though.
Wait, hold on. One turn has the program.
Okay.
You have the gram, T-E-H gram. And
two
I have
M's.
The program. Excuse me?
That works for me.
Okay.
What does Antivira Charles have?
Jaeger Combs. Now.
Okay.
Now, what is your problem?
Hold on. Let me get back to my... Turn you off on the holder.
Okay.
One second here.
Relax.
Wait.
Holder.
Oh
no, I just have some critique. I thought it was good, but it's sort of not my genre. Because I get it. I think it'll be popular amongst these little kids that love that Twilight mess. First,
the point is, he was doing a fucking goddamn test with the software and said, give me this, you know, to record this for me so I can try it out. And he said, you know, this sucks, but here it is.
No, I'm critiquing it, though.
All right.
Because he asked for a critique before, didn't he?
Did he ask this time?
Listen.
Okay.
I love his work. I thought the one he did for me last week was about much better because I would expect it to be better for me. But...
Well, I gave him all the Sylvia clips I have.
No, that was fine. All I'm saying, you're making it more than it is. The editing just needs to be tighter. Like when you... Like, it was just... There was too much space between when he talks and you talk. And also, I would blend it a little differently so that it's not so obvious, the sound, when it's obviously different backgrounds, right? But you can sort of mix those together. You can be creative with that. Lastly, you were not ugly enough because of the hair. That's all. Otherwise, it was very good. Mm-hmm. Would you agree that you weren't ugly enough?
I agree. I told him, you know, listen, I'm tanner than that, clearly. Yeah.
Your hair wouldn't be pretty. Your hair would be disgusting and very thin.
Yes. Now, pull up this one
photo. And you need to see some
duty.
What?
Sylvia White. Now, with her face.
Which Sylvia? Hold on. I'm not there yet. So you want me to switch the holder back to this other thing?
No, fine. I was just saying.
Now, which Sylvia White, one, two, or three?
If you would like to see Pale Sylvia video, I have a link in the Jack Jack.
Why isn't it in my holder? What's this? She's too cute to be.
Excuse me? Oh, that's a biopic.
Should I play that?
Okay.
Oh, America's obese children. No, we don't. That's stupid. Get it real. Oh, no. Which one am I playing? I forgot we're doing. Inner Circle?
She's cute to be fired.
Okay. How are you?
Hey, what's up, YouTube?
Do you hear it?
No.
Oh, it didn't have the holder echo on. Hold on. Always got to make sure I have the echo on first. There. Can you hear it?
Mm-hmm.
Get ready for this pretty lady. I can tell she's going to be pretty.
Hey, what's up, YouTube? This is your girl, Gates. Gates, make up the waves.
What's she saying?
Welcome back to my channel.
What? Pretty.
Y'all, I'm feeling so damn lovely right now. So fucking lovely. I want to go ahead and say.
Okay.
I like how she talks.
Before you guys into this video, all my churchgoers, all my listeners and loyal subscribers that just basically has sensitive ears for swearing and a whole bunch of BS. This video is not for you. Trust me. So I want to go ahead and pre-warn you to not go any further with this video.
Pre-warn is redundant.
But if you do, I'm just warning you. This is going to be really different.
First, I'm going to pre-warn you.
Any other video I've done. Vulgar. Vulgar language. Just like you guys know. For the ones that are still here that's lending me their ear, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Cheryl, Wanda says, why do blacks always try to use more vocabulary
than
they
can have? Tell. I'm a little fucked up.
You know that, yeah.
I went to the club, a little tipsy. Okay. This just random guy just come up, right? Because I'm looking good. I'm, like, standing there dancing and everything. Chicken with my homegirls and everything. Y'all, I already was, like, a little bit adamant. Because although I'm a plus-size woman.
Hold on. That sound, she had a malfunction, Cheryl.
A little bit adamant. Because although I'm a plus-size woman. Standing there dancing and everything, chicken with my homegirls and everything.
Down.
Y'all, I already was like.
Down. Somebody do that now.
Because I'm looking good. I'm like standing there dancing and everything, chicken with my homegirls and everything. Down. Y'all, I already was like a little bit abdomen. Because although I'm a plus size woman.
Did she say she's already abdomen?
Mm-hmm. She's high, Mary.
I like to look.
Oh, hold on. I gotta fix the worm holder for a second.
What?
I gotta fix the holder. I need to have.
She was about to say what this man whispered in her ear.
Okay, we'll get to it in a minute. Just
to
I don't want it to
that
be
I'm hungry.
Stop, I gotta order food too. Shut up.
I'm gonna make some food. Careful.
A good and. I like to make sure I'm coordinating.
What?
I'm going to show y'all the full outfit, as a matter of fact. But I was already a little, like, on the fence about this outfit because I thought maybe I looked like Big Bird walking up in the club with this yellow dress on. So, I'm going to show y'all the whole outfit. Hold on.
Oh, thank you.
Y'all
Carol!
for that yeller.
That's Blackie Yeller Fanny.
Like, shit. I'm looking good tonight with this yellow because I'm coordinating and everything.
Poor Cheryl, how come flat black women always have to tell you how good they look?
She look good.
Hey, what's up, you two?
Did she
talk? That was me.
Oh, there you go. Where's that picture again?
Now go back to where you were.
I'm trying to. Gotta find the picture.
What am I gonna eat? What am I gonna eat? What am I gonna
stop
eat?
Stop eating.
I'm looking good that. Tonight with this yellow because I'm coordinating and everything. I feel like I'm good.
Coordinating? All I saw was yellow and brown.
Which I am. Still good. Still feeling sexy, y'all. That's the purpose of this here fake cigarette because it just makes me, it just compliments my swag right now. It makes me feel sexier than a motherfucker to be sitting up here puffing on nothing. That just don't make any sense, but oh well, we're gonna take that and we're gonna run with it. But, anyways, I'm in the club dancing with my girls and everything, feeling myself because although I was adamant about the outfit, I got to the point where I was like, damn, I look good. And then it's not that you conceited or anything, it's just that after like the third drink and you start getting tipsy, and I already done hit the blunt before I got in the club and went to the bathroom, hit the blunt again and everything. So it's like, once you start getting the groove of the club and everything, you start feeling a certain way because although I'm not bow-legged, y'all.
Listen, somebody got to get her Skype name while we watch this. Skype, we got to call her now. I need her information.
Far from bow-legged. I got in that club and I was dancing and drinking and dancing. I just felt like I was bow-legged dancing. Then my ass started sticking out a little bit. I thought like...
Okay, I seriously love her, and I don't mean in like a mockery kind of way. No, I mean it. I like want her on my show forever.
I had a little bit more ass than what I really had. So I'm in there jicking, and that's how it makes you feel when you're a little bit tipsy. You don't really see anybody else in the club. Well, I don't know. I can't speak for everybody else, but for me, I don't see everybody else in the club when I'm drunk or when I'm tipsy. I'm in the club and I'm feeling myself. I feel like I got a...
Well, listen, I don't think anybody in the club sees anything but you.
A little bit of ass. I feel like I'm a little bit parrot-toed, pigeon-toed, and bow-legged at the same time. And I got a sexy stand. And I feel like I'm the only one in the club. And I'm in that jicking, you feel me? But anyways, that ain't got shit to do with what I got to say also. So, we at the bar, a dude came up to me, and he whispered in my ear, I'ma tell y'all, when he whispered this in my ear, I thought maybe it was the drink that was really talking to me. That fool said, for you to be a big girl, you look like you got some good pussy. And see, this is the reason why I gotta really be honest with y'all. When I got home, I haven't like really been on YouTube a lot because I've been staying over my sister's house. But when I got home, I seen the video by Best of the Rainbow, which is King and Princess. You guys probably don't know them, but I'm going to introduce y'all to them right now. King and Princess, their channel name is Best of the Rainbow. Okay. Subscribe to them. Shout out to them. They had a good wearing them heels and came whispering in my ear and said, for you to be a big girl, I bet you got some good pussy. What the fuck? Yo, like I said, I thought it was the drink that was talking to me for a minute, but then I was like, I didn't know how to respond to that, y'all. I'm gonna be honest. I don't even remember what I said to the guy, cause all I can remember was him saying that, and it's like, what the fuck, yeah, for real, what the fuck? And I don't know. Like, I just, like I said, I'm honest. I'm being honest with you guys. I just seen this video by King and Princess, and
all right.
Excuse me. Why you gotta hate on her? Because she's blind. Okay.
Come on, Amy. I know we gave her a lot of time. There's a sick
of it. I love her. Made some cheese and cracky.
What's this pie bake off? Oh. How come our grandmother is so short today?
Because nobody sent me clothes.
I'm gonna promote my DVD then.
Hell down. It's like that. Fuck. Is my microphone running out?
Did you hear that?
What?
Does this sound like he's saying protein?
The protein to recover.
Yes.
That ain't right.
How heavy is that?
Because I need a friend, and I need a helping hand. I'm not waking up tomorrow morning and finding that there's nobody there. And I am telling you,
Cheryl, how did you like last week's artwork? Did you like it?
Mm-hmm.
I made that myself since our friend James is on vacation in Europe. Did you like it?
Why is he on vacation?
Because his bear friend is in Europe, so he's going with him.
Oh, that ain't right.
His boyfriend's on business. Mm-hmm. So you like it then, with your pussy out there? Is that okay?
Get out of here, go home. Yep. Girl, get out of here, go home.
Hmm. Again? Again? Again,
girl,
again.
Get out of here, go home.
Again.
Dad, get out of here, go home.
There are two types of diabetes, but only one type of caring. Type 1 caring. Tonight, God willing, we will all be stricken with that.
Oh.
Okay.
Number one for rap, you bopping on B, baby. Prolapse on the mic, another Friday night, man. Lil Wayne holding steady at number 7 this week.
Prolapse.
It's Mr. on the boombox. WNON, keep it locked.
Cheryl.
Prolapse.
What the fuck?
Did you hear that yet?
Where did that come from?
To you by SBS Student Bookstore. Support also from Payne's Beauty and Barber Supply, the Cherry Avenue Shop. Instead of Payne's carries a full line of that's Payne's Beauty and Barber Supply, supporting the WNRM Boombox, baby. Hey yo, we dive into the top 10 at 10 tonight. That was Lil Wayne coming in at number 7 tonight with our Mrs. Officer. T.I. before that, kicking it off tonight, new on the chart, up from number 12 last week with
Cheryl.
Clearing overnight tonight.
Explain this to me. Why did they say prolapse on the radio? Okay. Cheryl, is that fake? I mean, or did somebody really say prolapse on the radio? Cheryl.
It was his name was DJ Prolapse.
I heard that, but is it real?
Mm-hmm. He stole my bed. But he's dead now, so I can't, you know, be too mean to her.
Yeah.
She got shock.
We are more than 4 inches. We are more than 4.
I have to use last week's clip now.
Why?
Because we don't got none.
About Sylvia.
We don't?
About Sylvia. About Sylvia.
I'm now going to demonstrate the upper eyelid opener, which keeps
about Sylvia.
Place your index fingers lightly, lift, relax, lift, relax, lift, relax, lift, relax.
About Sylvia.
Relax, lift, relax. So away from each other strong. Visualize crushing a ball in the center of the upper lip. Feel that beat? We're gonna play a little b-ball now. You, me, and all those exercisers together.
Excuse me?
Island Shepherds in your life. Swing that arm. There you go.
What's up, everybody? Happy.
Moving up this line. And as you're applying pressure, you lift.
Hold on.
Hold on. What else am I doing?
What?
Of course I'm holding on. That's all I'm doing is holding on. What are you doing? You're dead. Go on.
Now we're...
Cheryl.
Hi.
What are you doing? We have a gram.
Three reps on each side.
Where's Curb Your Incontinence? Cheryl.
What?
You're dead. Get out of here. Go home. What is this? This is boring.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Got a cycle. Now listen.
Mm-hmm.
Got some things to read for you.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
You're dead. Get out of here. Go home.
I sent you a link to Sylvia. You need to look at this video. It is sans color correction, and it will be amazing.
Okay, but hold that. Read your story first, because I'm trying to order food first. I need you to read while I order food.
I want to have some scripts to read as well, man.
Just do something that doesn't require me.
Okay.
Because I got to order me food.
Did I tell you how I submitted a question to Sylvia's webinar?
No. Her web?
Her web. Now, I'm hoping that she'll read it on her next
web. What was the question? I can answer it.
Well, if she answers it, or she reads it, this is how she will read it.
You're dead. Get out of here. Go home.
Cheryl M. from Chicago writes.
Cheryl M.
I have this horrible medical condition called a prolapse. And I'm not sure if I should have it surgically corrected. I also don't know if I should see a lawyer about suing the doctor that failed to fix it last time. It keeps getting worse, and I can barely walk, and I'm in constant pain. Lecithin.
Is that your name, Lecithin?
No.
Or you think that's what she's going to say?
She's going to say, do 15 stomach crunches on the bed and take 1,400 milligrams of lecithin.
Hey, there's this restaurant called Lips Asian Bistro. Should I order from it? Mm. Yeah. Lips. I think I'll order from Flips. Minimum is only $5, and they have a special for new peepees. Let's see. Mackey, sushi negro, or a hot appetizer? Maki roll?
I have a Craigslist ad.
Where's the tie?
You ready?
Ribeye steak.
Are you gonna
Yeah. I'm listening. I love it.
Okay, I could just, you know, play clips again that everything.
No.
Uh-huh.
I mean, no thanks.
Do you feel that you're strange because you like to pee your pants, man for woman, 29 metro area? I learned how to masturbate when I was in 7th grade. Probably like many of you, I learned that the bathroom toilet was a good place to masturbate. I remember this one time, the first time, I had a strange impulse. As I felt my hard cock in my right hand, I wanted my cock to be surrounded by my own pee.
What?
So I took a bunch of toilet paper, wrapped it around my cock, and saturated the toilet paper with my pee. I felt my urine encompass my cock. The pee made its way down my shaft and dripped off my ball sack.
Ooh.
It was great. As I matured and grew older, I put away these childish ways and forgot all about it until recently, when the other day I was feeling sexually repressed. Parenthesis.
I love parenthesis, Cheryl.
9 years of marriage will do that to you. Close parenthesis.
So
for the first time, I searched the internet for prawn. As I was searching for prawn, I accidentally came across a website, web-sight website, called, quote, goldenshower.com, unquote. With people peeing on each other, it reminded me of the time I used to pee on myself. I learned that some people like to pee their pants in public. Some couples just like to pee on each other.
I don't have to repress my feelings anymore. I'm turned on by P. What do you think of my story? Do you have any stories of your own that are similar to mine? Please share your stories with me. Would anyone like to pee with me?
Cheryl, I'm trying to figure out what to order. I don't know what to get. I'm playing it on the screen. There's fish. You want to see the fish they have? They only have one fish, and it's catfish curry. I don't think I want that.
No.
Cucumber salad. Always Thai salad. I want a nam tok. But they don't have the nam tok. Beef salad. Yeah, they're... Oh, no, that's too expensive. Too expensive.
Mostly lettuce with dry pieces of beef. Squid salad. That'll give you food poisoning and get diarrhea.
Oh, I hate that kind of fish. Oh, I got to talk about starfish. Thai fried lice. Oh, no, I can make that easy. Let's see. Pad Thai. Fancy you.
Yeah. I had, you know what I had for lunch, Nate?
Penis and vagina.
No, I had African food. Not the, you know, African-American kind of food, but African.
Oh, they have a Niger. Did you get the Niger stew?
What mm-hmm.
You did?
Excuse me?
Did you get the Niger stew?
I didn't have no Niger stew. I had, it's called, chicken peanut stew. And, something called the durawat.
Uh-huh.
Delicious.
A what?
Durawat.
What is that?
Mm-hmm.
Durawat? What is this durawat? I don't understand.
It's a delicious kind of chick stew.
Can you spell it?
D-U-R-O-W-A-T-T.
What about dip? Dip a fry roll, filled with vegetable, served with sweet sour sauce. Chive dumplings, fried tofu, egg rolls. Wait, what? Mu Ping. What is this Mu Ping? I just like the name, Gerald. Mu Ping. Thai-style barbecue pork. Mu Ping. You like the Mu Ping, Gerald? You ever have that? I think I need some
shrimp in a blanket. Dry. I like dry beef in season.
A dry inward sound. What?
Dry beef in season. It's at the pool.
Oh, no. After all that, they're not taking orders anymore. Cheryl Jean. Fuck.
Shit.
Will you look at the chat room and tell
You're
me if I need
to... You're going to have some CW napkin.
Oh, no. Not again. Listen, I need to know, Cheryl. Oh, yeah. I got a coupon from them. But I want Thai food. But I do have a coupon. Yeah, you're right. I don't want people to see my email, though. That could be real bad.
Ew, that's disgusting.
What are you doing?
Mu Ping. But
I'm laughing at what you said, Mu Ping.
Mu Ping. Mu Ping.
What am I looking for, Gerald?
Go home.
Oh, I was supposed to look up hotels. Oops. Let's see.
Hotels?
Yes, for my the next trip I'm not going on. Next week. I'm not going to New York.
I wanted to go to an African restaurant again. That was so good.
Well, there's one near me. If you come over, we can go.
There's probably blacks there. I don't want to go.
You can stay with somebody hot. I don't know. Uh-oh. Good Lord, why am I getting emails?
I guess I'll have to play two ports since you will not. Let me see how many people we need for this one. One,
oh
two,
my God.
Three, four.
Listen to this email I just got.
We need four people, including me, so three others. You.
Oh, we got a donation for
really?
For $40.
Ooh.
From Jason. Thank you, Jason. All right. Which one do you like? Which of these cases do you like? I don't like any. Why? Because when I travel to third world countries, when entering the country, customer and immigration or taxis or general people will see this and think there are valuables in it. I think we need a case that looks like as much like a cheap suitcase as possible.
What?
Well, we have these lights that broke because they were damaged in shipping.
Okay.
And, we need a case. And I suggested one of those hard Pelican cases, you know, for equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And your pussy stinks. I'm done.
Okay, right.
I'm still
trying
to order
food.
We need food for me.
We need two people to play these ports.
Well, oh, it's a stack. Can I play one? I want to be
course.
A gram holder.
But then I'll be Sylvia.
Of course you will.
And so we have Mr. Montel Williams.
Oh.
We have Morrison. And we have Mr. M. O'Keefe.
Is Mr. is Bonquisha McJackson in the audience or somebody else that's black or Lady Raptastic or Mrs. Miller? What about Mrs. Miller?
I'll just do this myself. Which port do you want?
What are my choices? The ones you just read?
Excuse me?
So I choose from Montel and what else?
Morrison and Mr. M. O'Keefe. I think you need to be Mr. M. O'Keefe.
Okay. But first, I got to order me food.
Actually, Morrison, I think that he is the narrator. Yes.
Oh, that's what I was looking for, the coupon from C.W. Napkees. I can't find it, though. Oh, gosh. Hold on, Cheryl. I need you to wait a minute. Let's see.
Bold on Skype? What the fuck?
What?
I was going to bold face your ports, but, okay. Well, listener found out they don't have syphilis this week. They just have AIDS.
Well, who has it then if you don't? Good question, huh?
We know who knew.
Hang on, where's my coupon for the CW napkins? I gotta have a coupon. Coon poon, I mean. Wait, somebody sent me a coon poon last week.
Is J-Mates even here?
I'm here. Oh, fuck J-Mates. I told you he's done with us. He's done with us, I can tell. Why is he over us, Cheryl? It all started...
with the Black.
Right. Shrug, Bella.
Blacks ruin everything.
Cheryl. Okay, let's see.
Mr. Montel Williams, please welcome Mike and Pat to the show. You can ask Sylvia questions. Voiceover. They appeared on the, quote, Montel Williams show, unquote, and told their story to renowned psychic Sylvia Brown.
We got another donation for $20 from Adam K. Thank you. In Minneapolis. Do we know who that is? Adam with a K?
Nope.
Thank you, Addy.
Clip of the Montel Williams show, Mr. M. O'Keefe. About 8 months ago, our daughter was murdered in a parking ride. And Miss Brown interrupts, in a what? Mr. Williams.
Wait, no. Let me do the other parts. It doesn't make sense if you read. Okay. I'm Montel. Please welcome. Let's start over. Please welcome Mike and Pat to the show. You can ask Sylvia questions. They appeared on the Montel Williams show and told their story to renowned psychic Sylvia Brown. About 8 months ago, our daughter was murdered in a park and ride and.
In a what?
A park and ride.
In a park and ride?
In a park and ride, and what we'd like to know is, the police haven't got a name or anything. Do you know who killed her? They haven't found a weapon yet either.
He's very fair.
What?
And he's very large build, but his name is Charles Lance.
Lee as in Raymond Lee Jennings? Did he have a uniform?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Yeah, he did. He had on some kind of blue uniform with a pocket and a badge thing. But I mean,
that's so Sylvia. And a badge thing.
Okay, now I've
the badge
one.
Thing, you know.
The next one.
Wait, I have to order my food. I'm so hungry. Okay, what part do I... What am I?
You're the woman.
Oh, I'm the woman. Sylvia seems to be psychologically diagnosing a lot of people with narcissistic personality disorder today. Sylvia, will you tell me exactly the time and place my father died?
10 years ago in Iowa.
Iowa?
I'm the psychic, I'm telling you, Iowa.
Thank you, Sylvia. Okay. We need to do that again. That wasn't real good. You need to say answer as soon as I say the word. As soon as I'm done, okay? No, let's do that one again, though, first. Okay. Let's see. Sylvia, will you tell me the exact time and place my father died?
10 years ago in Iowa.
Iowa?
Yeah, I'm the psychic, I'm telling you. Iowa.
Thanks, Sylvia. Okay,
next.
Well, how do we do this one? This is you. You start.
Okay.
Okay, so you're at the slot machine in your wheelchair. It's true, in a cruise ship. This is all true.
Okay. Do you think they like it?
What? Start over.
You have to read the...
I was, but you cracked.
No, the next thing.
Your line was, I said what, and you didn't say your line because you were cracking.
Do you think they like it?
What?
The thing.
You mean the lecture?
Yeah. Do you think they enjoyed it?
They loved it.
Good. We missed all the stuff.
What?
I asked him, do you think they liked it? She asked one of the four large and quite frightening looking men that were always around her. They looked like the Sopranos. What? He replies. The thing, Sylvia says. You mean the lecture? He says. He sounds surprised, as if this isn't a conversation they very often had. Yeah, Sylvia says. She sounds quite sweet and anxious. You think they liked it?
I think she's a mafia person.
Good, Sylvia says. She catches my eye and smiles warmly. In this moment, she seems likable, though a suspicious part of me wonders whether she knew. She knows. Okay, here's the next one.
Here, you just read the next one.
Okay. Back in 1999, I say. Sylvia looks blank. You said she was sold into white slavery in Japan, but actually she was dead, I prompt. I don't remember that case at all. Sylvia says. Little girl, I say. She'd been killed, but you said she'd been sold into white slavery in Japan.
I did.
No! Sylvia says. She shakes her head. I don't remember that. Not at all. All I remember was that kid, Van. Sean, I say. Van Hornwell, Sylvia says. Sean Hornbeck, I say. Yeah, Hornbeck, she says. I don't remember the Japanese girl at all. She pauses. Look, she says. No psychic, and this is what they don't understand, can ever be 100%. That's God.
That's God. It's your guide.
Okay, next one.
Are we still on Sylvia? Oh, ow.
Why did my husband decide to take his own life? Asked the first woman. What? Sylvia said. The woman is wrong.
Oh, no, you got to do this again. This is too funny. Wait, we have to role play this one. Paste it, please.
But it's missing all the, you know.
Do you want, what?
It's you have to read, like, you know, the,
What?
Yep. You just don't know how to do the deal.
I have to be the... We have to role play. We'll work it out.
Right.
Later in the jacuzzi... I know what you mean. Later in... Shut
no.
up.
No, be above that.
Oh, above that. Why did my husband decide to take his own life?
What?
Now let's start over, because she's crying. I didn't realize that. Why did I almost decide to take his own life?
What?
Why did my husband decide to take his own life?
He was bipolar.
The next woman walks to the microphone.
Later.
Oh, later, in the jacuzzi near the dolphin sculpture on the Lido deck, I bump into the woman whose husband committed suicide. So, did Sylvia help you last night? She smiles sadly and shakes her head. No, he wasn't bipolar. He had excruciating physical pain in his legs. Sylvia didn't help.
He was bipolar.
I have to tell people what this article is from. So there's this article that this nice photographer clicked on and that sent me. And the guy who wrote this, there's this guy who followed Sylvia around on a boat. He was obsessed with her. And he wrote this wonderful article in The Guardian. The link is somewhere on the Facebook, the MySpace, whatever. And he happens to be the same guy who wrote the screenplay for the movie. The book that was the movie was based on of the man who talks to goats or whatever it was called. The Goats. What was it called? Yeah. Goatsy? But it's a great movie. I saw it this week. Oh, my God. It's a fucking great movie. And they make Sylvia references in the movie because he's a Sylvia obsessor. Okay, what are we doing now? I have a strange...
No, that's not Sylvia.
I know, but it's funny still. I have a strange relationship with my daughter. I want to know.
Your daughter is strange, interrupts Sylvia.
Huh? Sylvia doesn't pause. No. Just, you got to keep going after
Let
that.
Let me just do the whole thing.
All right.
I have a strained relationship with my daughter, she begins, and I want to know. Your daughter's strange, interrupts Sylvia. Sylvia doesn't pause. Other psychics will often reach around for some inner voice, but Sylvia answers the question instantly in a low, smoky growl, sometimes before the person has even finished asking it. Your daughter's stubborn. She's selfish, narcissistic. Leave her alone. The woman reluctantly nods. Tears roll down her cheek. Don't get too involved with her, Sylvia says. She'll hurt you. Leave her alone. I don't like her. Thank you, Sylvia, the woman says. Am I ever going
Wait,
to...
Cheryl, hold on. I want to do this again, but I'm going to use the auto-tune to make your voices different for the different ports. So give me a second. Now, is this one a man, a woman, or what?
A woman.
Oh, I gotta find a womanly voice then.
Alright.
Let me figure out. I need you to keep talking so that I can find a voice.
Okay, my name is Cheryl and I'm 24. And I'm beautiful if you didn't know that. I don't know where you've been. My birthday is next month. I'm turning 25. And, I don't know what the problem is.
Keep going.
Your daughter is severely prolapsed. She did fall out. She can't get it back in, and it is very concerning.
Okay.
To all of us.
No, keep doing. Keep talking.
Very concerning. Cheryl. You're dead. Go home. Cheryl. You're dead. Go home, etc., etc. How you doing?
Not quite, almost. Keep going, one more sentence.
Okay, Cheryl Murkowski, 24. Beautiful woman.
Okay.
Cheryl Murkowski.
Okay, now.
Start with the woman.
You need to tell me where we're starting where?
With the woman.
Can you tell me, but show me like what line, because I need to follow it on the script. It's very important. Your daughter is stubborn or what? Where are we starting?
I have a strange relationship.
Okay, go ahead and start.
I have a strange relationship with my daughter. And I want to know. Your daughter is strange. Your daughter is stubborn. She's selfish. Narcissistic. Hey! Leave her alone. Is that anything? Don't get too involved with her. She'll hurt you. Leave her alone. I don't like her. Thank you, Sylvia.
Oh, that sounds nice. Can we do another one like that, Dan?
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Just paste it in when you're ready. This is fun for me. Probably not for the audience. Okay, do we start with the woman then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
Am I ever going to have a better relationship with my father? No. He's narcissistic. He has sociopathic tendencies. Forget it. There's a darkness there. Thank you, Sylvia.
This is fun. Mm. Do we have any more?
That's all I have.
There's more, probably. No. Do one from the beginning again. We'll do it with the two voices. It'll still be fun. We repeat things once in a while.
All right.
It's like the telefucking tubbies.
tubby, tubby, tubby.
But paste it in again, whichever one you do.
See.
Okay. Okay, so we start with the woman again. Go ahead.
Will you tell me exactly the time and place my father died?
10 years ago in Iowa.
Iowa?
I'm the psychic. I'm telling you. Iowa.
Thank you, Sylvia.
Can we do another one? Does the audience care? Because I think this is funny. Well, who cares what they think?
You know what?
What?
Girdle. No.
Girdle. Girdle.
I want to talk about a new product that I was made aware of that was Sunday.
Is this something? Is that Sylvia? I need another Sylvia story, then we can move on.
Okay.
I don't care if it's a repeat.
Lange.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, it's fun. I need this. I need this for me. It's been a rough week of doing.
Okay. Yeah, I'm girdled.
Okay, do we start with... Oh,
this. Do you think they liked it?
No, what? Wait, do it over. I started wrong. Go ahead.
Do you think they liked it?
What?
The thing.
You mean the lecture?
Yeah. You think they enjoyed it?
They loved it.
Good.
Okay. All right, I'm ready to move on now.
Okay, good.
Now listen. Let me see.
What else am I doing but listening? Okay, I ordered my food. Now I have to get some lettuce to snack on before we...
I have a press release.
Yeah, but wait for me to snack. Talk about your vagina, because I got to get... You're going to like this snack.
My
Hold
vagina?
On.
I never talk about that. I never seen that before. Okay. Girdle. Now, what's going on with my emails? Why is it freezing? What's going on here? Okay. Now, the thing is that, so amazing.
Yes, and remember what I said about joining the Golden Circle and, you know, because I do Twitter, and it's Sylvia Brown, underscore Brown, and Facebook. And please get on our web, because you'll find out everything Chris and I are doing. And I echo Chris in the fact that God bless you and keep you. And
what?
Cheryl?
Hey, back.
I need to show, this is a visual audio thing. I need to do this. So I'm going to, are you ready?
Show everyone the white Sylvia.
I can't. I'm doing an act.
Fine.
Okay.
God, your hair is special.
Well, hi there, ho there, and hello there, ladies. I've got a healthy snack of endive or radicchio salad and ranch dressing, ladies. And I'm going to eat it now because it's a healthy snack when you're not eating chicky boobies. You see it, Cheryl?
Mm-hmm.
My snack?
Mm-hmm.
See that? What do you... It's a big old endive, honey. It's some ranch dressing, a snack.
Why the hell are you eating that?
Because it's all I have.
Is it fat?
Yes.
Disgusting.
So what's your press release? Nothing disgusting.
2010 Slave of Men Latino Award nominations now open. The second annual award show honors gay, ethnic, porn stars, websites, companies, and more. Miami, May 5th. Flavor Men Registered Magazine announces the nomination process is open for the second annual Porn Awards, the Latino Awards, TM, LatinoAwards.com. These awards honor ethnic clubs. Does that mean black?
Yeah.
adult performers and websites in a variety of categories and will be administered by FlavorWorks. I wonder if only FlavorWorks models and companies are going to be featured. Oh, God, this is retarded. All right.
Shut up.
Warren Bullock. This year, we've expanded the awards show, adding more categories, hosting at a larger venue, and bringing in another celebrity host, says Warren Bullock, operations manager of FlavorWorks. Last year was our first show, so we learned a lot, and this year we plan to upgrade and make it even bigger and better. Nominations for the various categories are now open, and nominations close May 31st, 2010, while the voting process will last from June 15th till August 15th. The second annual Flavor Men Latino Awards, TM, did you write this?
No.
TM ceremony will be held in Atlanta, Georgia, during Atlanta Gay Black Pride on September 4th. I wonder if J-Mates will go to this.
He'd better.
Some of the new categories added include Best Personals Website, Best Non-Porn Blog, Best Exotic Dancer, and Best Sex Siren. What?
Best what?
Sex Siren.
What does that mean?
I don't know, and Best Face from the Ballroom Scene.
What?
The ballroom thing. Face.
What does that mean?
Give me face. You know those gay ball, you know, the blacks, they do those and...
Oh, like voguing?
Yes.
How does that relate to porn?
Also, the, quote, A-list celebrity to host and present the awards this year will be chosen by the voters at VotinoAwards.com/TM, and they range from... Ciara? What's it? C-I-A-O-R-A? Who the fuck is that? To Nicki Minaj?
What?
Who are these celebrities?
Say the second one's last name.
Nicki M-I-N-A-J? Minaj?
Minaj, that's British for vagina.
Who are these people?
They're famous. You...
All right.
Yeah.
A-list celebrities, that's why A is in quotes. All right.
Not A's. Shut up.
Okay. The movie was good. However, there are new scenes. Sites getting a lot more raw and freaky with cream pies and coming on dicks and ass. All right. Now listen. We'll delete that press release.
Yeah, we played the fat clip.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Can you show the video of Sylvie now?
I'm eating my radicchio.
I don't care.
Hold on.
This is pale. I have three Sylvias. There's pale Sylvia.
I showed those. Those are stills.
No. No. This is a video. I sent you the link. Then there is...
I need them to be in the holder.
No. Then there's burnt Sylvia, and then there's sexy white-faced Sylvia.
Which Sylvia? Good Christ.
I just sent you the pale Sylvia.
Oh, my God.
No color correction. None. Go home.
Spirit Now Video Psychic September. I don't... That one.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
It's white. She's really scary.
Just so you know, she does not authorize this website nor endorse it. She's very angry about this psych.
She's angry about quite a few things.
Mm-hmm. Nice blank. Live one. These are one of her first webcams.
Okay. Don't make excuses.
Welcome. It's so nice.
Kind of like your show, Grim. Technical difficulty.
Hold on. Well, it malfunctions.
Hi. Hi.
Okay, here we go. Shut up.
Oh, look at that.
You see that face? See that face?
Look at that. Tonight. You know what's so nice about this? I feel like I'm coming right into your front room, even more so than I did on television. Right. And I think what makes it so nice about this webcast is because I'm on my farewell tour. But
what happened to our face?
You'll still be able to get a hold of me once a month on Spirit Now.
Spirit Now.
So. You won't feel like I've, you know, totally abandoned you. I want to talk about a couple of things tonight, and both of them have to do with my new book that has come out. And some of these I'm going to answer from just
a farewell tour means
in my own office.
Well, that's the name.
The newest book that's coming out that so many people have waited for is the Mystical Traveler. And this book.
How come she can sell this shit and I can't sell my DVDs?
10 years.
Mm-hmm. She looks like that and sounds like me.
Is something that I don't think any of you.
Sarah, we have a phone call to make.
Even
psychic readings.
Imagined, at least I did.
By Mary.
Until my spirit Remember? Guide gave me information on it.
Her spirit guide. Can you believe people believe this?
Oh. Spiritual. It has to do with you.
Thank you. Please.
Leveling yourself up.
Okay, we watch Sylvie while I get my food.
See,
can I say no?
Down
I'm going to... No, I'm turning this off because you'll be bad.
Just a learning vehicle, which we all are anyway.
But I enjoy this video.
Sorry, you're being punished.
On, let's say to be a mission life entity, which means to simply take on a specific
mission.
Let's take Mother Teresa.
Oh, yes, yes.
She would have been a mission life entity.
Yes.
Her mission was to go out and bring people in.
You can't perform tonight, you fucking nigga bitch. What do you mean you're not going to perform, you fucking whore? What the fuck do you mean you're going to perform, whether you're bleeding all over the carpet or not? I don't give a fuck. Stick 10 Tampaxes up your goddamn cunt if you have to, but you're going to fucking perform. Yeah, stupid fucking bitch.
You will see.
Fuck you.
That, yes,
see, what the fuck's your problem, nigga?
To God. See, we're always so concerned that if we give up our will to God,
we've had this problem with the name of the bands.
What we don't realize is our will is God's will.
Do you know how many bands I've been in? More bands than that you have fucking squinted your fucking lousy nigga dick on a fucking chick. What do you suggest, my dear sweet nigga?
So, you really.
The fuck's your problem, nigga?
The Mystical Traveler role now is much more complicated because that means
I didn't order nothing, you stupid fucking nigga.
And do anything that God directs you.
Oh, hello.
Excuse me.
And we do know that our Lord had.
Okay, now I put Sylvia back on. See, that's what happens when you're in probation.
We know that when he went to Gethsemane, he asked God, please remove this doubt from me, because he knew what he was going to do.
Look at this big tree.
And yet, we're pretty sure God said, no, you took on this mantle.
What are you babbling about?
And so, you know, in other words, you have to go through it. That doesn't mean that if you take on the Mystical Traveler that you're going to be crucified and murdered and beat up and tortured.
Hey, can I look at first?
You also, I don't want to give away the whole book, but you see the seven rays. And that means also, too, that you'd be surprised at how much
we're not taking calls now. Sorry, somebody was trying to call him.
And fear of death and phobias go away once you take on the mantle of the Mystical Traveler. The other thing about the Mystical Traveler,
she's got to shut up, Sharon. She's working my nerves.
You go through the
shut up.
I sent you another layoff to the burn. Burn.
Fucking Sylvia. Can we be done with her yet?
No.
Absolutely. Oh, no, Chris DuFrancy. Oh, Strip Club DJ's calling. All right. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, she hung up, moron. Oh, well. Hold on. She hates holding. Hold on.
That band.
I don't know where she went. Strip Club. Let me call her. Strip Club Face, let me call you. You can talk to Sylvia, too. Did you see what I commented to Reagan today?
Mm-hmm. Rude.
Okay. Hi.
The only reason I called in was to piss you off.
Well, it didn't work.
You said you weren't taking calls, so I was finna call in and piss you off.
I don't hate you.
All right.
Okay, now move over to Sylvia so we can see her burnt face. Important.
She looks kind of bad. Does that really hurt? Looks like a
Compare that to the previous video.
To the webcast, you know, for spiritnow.com. I'm here today with my son, Christopher, but before we get started on the questions, I would really like to talk to you about what everybody's so concerned about is the economy. And I absolutely stand by my word. Like I say in my lectures, my lips to God's ear.
Layups.
In June, you're going to see a great amount of recovery. Even if you notice, last week, our stock market came up. And then we're going to have the trickle-down effect of the money coming in. So we're going to have much more lateral movement on people being able to buy houses. And so, you know, like I tell people, don't watch the news. I know we're 10% unemployment, but think of this. That also means there's 90% of us working. So don't listen. The news is dire. And, you know, like they always say, it isn't happy to give happy news.
This is a year ago. So when did she gain all this weight and get tan and short? She looks like she got younger, though.
Cheryl, have you tried to contact her in those webinars?
No, we haven't.
Yes, like
I
questions.
Sent a question names.
Did she answer?
We already covered that in the show earlier.
Now, I didn't hear it. Sorry.
We have to let the whole.
That's a good question.
Yeah, but we already talked about it.
I submitted it this past week. She ain't had time yet. Now,
can you call into her webinar?
It takes like 3 years.
Listen, she calls in a webinar and says it'll be on her web at 9 p.m. or whatever. And then you know what?
She just
posts the fucking
questions.
File. No, she records them, you know, a few days before and produces it and then puts it on her website.
It says it's
it
live.
Ain't no live grom.
She's smart. I like her.
But how can you submit something that she would read?
Email it from her website.
Oh, my God. Now you're starting to make me mad.
Me?
Yes, because you're being retarded as hell.
No, I want to get Cheryl on her webinar for audio. Well,
Cheryl doesn't have a webinar. She has a MySpace page and a web.
Okay, now I sent you the link to the pretty white face.
Listen, shut up with the white face. We're calling Mary. Enough, Sylvia.
Who?
Mary is the psychic reading lady that I found on the car in front of the building here.
Is it a free reading?
It says, call now for a free question. You get one free question. Are you ready?
What is my question going to be? Should I ask you the one I even asked Sylvia?
Yes, and see if they're both right. While I get my salad out. Are you ready?
Yes. You can't laugh.
I'm not going to laugh.
Laugh.
Name's Mary. Call Mary.
Hey, Mary.
Hey, Mary.
Mary. Mary. Psychic Mary. Okay, I gotta get rid of strip club. Sorry, it's not gonna let me call you with you on the line, too.
Oh.
Darn. I lied. All right, let's see. Mary. You found it on a car.
On my car.
Yeah. Chicago.
Hi, I'm sorry I missed your call. Please leave your name, number, along with a brief message, and I'll get back to you shortly. Thank you.
At the tone, please record
your number.
When you have finished recording,
uterus.
You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello, Mary. My name's Cheryl, but you know that already. I got your flyer on my Quora, and it said that I get a free question, so I'd like you to answer my question. If you could get back to me, that would be great. Oh, I should probably tell you the question. I have this horrible medical condition called a prolapse, and I'm not sure if I should have it surgically corrected. I also don't know if I should see a lawyer about suing the doctor that failed to fix it the last time. It keeps getting worse, and I can barely walk, and I'm in constant pain, and it's pretty juicy, and I don't know. Anyway, if you could call me back, the number is Firm Uterus. That's 1 Firm Uterus, 1 347-688-3787. I would very much appreciate it. Thank you, Mary.
How was I? Do you really think she's going to call you back when the number is firm uterus?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
What are you doing on the norm?
Well, I have to turn off the call thing then, I guess.
Why?
Don't we make it so that she can call during winter? Because it's on block right now.
Oh, yes, and then do it. Oh, hey, Edwith, honey.
What?
Edwith is there in the chat. Hello, honey.
What'd you call her?
Edwith.
Where'd you get this W from?
Did I put it in there?
Edwith? Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
Horrible. White-faced Sylvia.
Okay, turned off Do Not Disturb so that Mary can call. What are we talking about? Oh, should I get Strip Club DJ back on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's offline. Well, we'll try it anyway. Jack, Fake Shrockbella, sent me a text that says, if you cut your penis off, it grows back bigger.
Swaggers TM 2, digging down deep. TM. Shut the fuck up, you little bitch.
Trotsky hates you.
Who doesn't?
Your mother. Oh, I got a voicemail. Cheryl.
76762.
Oh. What?
Bill Mills open 10. Flavor Station. WNRN, your Flavor Station.
Still Snoop Dogg, D.I.
Guess who's back? Cheryl, I need you to talk about something. Because I want to put a topic on to tweet for this Grum, so I need to say, what are we talking about? Cheryl, what's the topic? Cheryl.
Bubbles and pie.
Uh-oh. Why isn't it going through the Skype? Shit. Shit, this might be her, but it's not going to Skype. Shit. Don't you hear me calling you, Miss Honey? Oh, it's... You know what? I know what it is. You know what it is.
You know what it is.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
What? Oh, that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Diabetes. Yuck.
Cheryl.
What?
Right now, because I feel like everybody's been into the bargains before I am. I'm panicked because I can't be in everybody's spot at the same time, and I need to be. I need to go sit in that chair. This chair's mine.
Stop that! Hey.
What?
Stop that.
What did I do?
You can't play that.
What happened?
It's trademarked.
You can't perform tonight.
It's so amazing. Angels, so amazing.
Then you better have content.
Angels, so amazing.
Cheryl, this is Matt from Washington, D.C.
Louder.
First of all,
let me open it in the holder modifier. Let me hold it. This is called blacked out at the Walgreen.
Okay.
Why won't it let me make it louder? Oh, because of the... Okay.
Gerald, this is Matt Weinstein calling. First of all, I wanted to tell you I just got blacked at the Walgreens. B-L-A-Q-U-E-C-D. What happened is, you know, I just finished my yoga, so I had to get my obligatory sugar beverage, which is carbonated, and my three-pack of vanilla fingers. Okay. Well, I just happened to pass by the frozen food aisle because sometimes the Walgreens has really good specials, you know, like a dolly for some sort of frozen treat that you just microwave at the dorm and whatnot.
Okay.
So I thought, let's give this a try. You know, let's just see. And I saw these yellow tags, and the yellow tag said, man, you know, like, buy two, get one free in 3 days, we'll give you a registered coupon. And I thought, what the fuck is this? I'm trying to figure out the coupon. And this large black woman with a lot of makeup, and she was a leaner. You know how they're fat, they have to lean on things in order to not fall down, I guess. So she was leaning on her cord.
Cord?
And I was staring at the frozen foods, trying to figure out these labels, and she goes,
link cord.
They look good, don't they? And I'm like, yeah, but I can't figure out all this math. She said, no, I'm in them White Castles, you know. They used to be real good. They're not as good anymore. And I said, really? I get these, and I like them. Sometimes frozen ones. She said, yeah, maybe the frozen ones is good, but they're not the same at the place. You ever go to get them at the restaurant? I said, no, they don't have them where I live. She's like, maybe I should get the frozen ones then. I said, yeah, yada. And then I got my fingers and left. I think she was sent, Gerald. She looked real high. Real high. She had a shopping cord. No, actually, I think it was two companies. Buying maid. She had a shopping cord.
Excuse me?
She was very high looking. She just wanted to talk about White Castles.
It's magic. And listen, I had an idea for a movie, and it's I think I run it past you before I headed over to the D. It's Raw Dickhead 6, Fat Broccoli Ass.
What?
Call me. No. It's Raw Dickhead 6, Fat Broccoli Ass. That broccoli ass.
Broccoli what?
Ass.
Oh, I didn't talk about the starfish.
No. What about the fish?
Oh, God, this is so ridiculous, Cheryl.
Didn't you say that Dee Dee talked to the loose today?
To what?
Talked to loose meat. Curmudgeon.
That was yesterday. I'm going to explain this.
Okay.
Well... extra meat, you mean.
Okay.
But no, actually, I'm not. But...
What?
This is better.
Okay.
So, I'd had to do two shoots yesterday. Both were of a rather raw...
Sure.
Well, they were fresh fish, let's just say.
What?
Uncooked fish.
I don't understand.
What is a fish called if it's not cooked?
Raw.
Uh-huh. That kind of fish.
Okay.
Raw catfish.
Okay.
And, the first shoot, the top couldn't get it hard. And, Breon was assisting me the whole time.
Oh. I wonder why they couldn't get it hard.
It was awful. I told him it was the worst scene I'd ever had to shoot. We cut their pay. Okay, go and get a whore.
Wait a minute. Did you find them?
Yeah.
Lion.
They lose a third of their pay.
But they don't get warp.
Yeah, not hard enough.
A lot of pressure. Make them get so off.
Listen, they can't perform tonight.
Can I just play that part? I won't play the rail.
Okay.
It's just the best performance I've ever heard. Thanks. Well, if you get the DVD, you get to hear these kind of precious moments.
50 minutes.
You can't perform tonight! You fucking
god! Cheryl, you fucking promised me. Stop it. Isn't it funny how prophetic it turned out to be?
You can't perform tonight. Love that yellow bitch.
Well,
that was it. 2002, you're being licensed?
Yeah, so that was the first scene, which was not really interesting, just you couldn't get hard. But the second one, there's a lot of paperwork and all this bullshit. So we go, it was curmudgeon, and then this other bottom who I had never met. I go down there and I thought, Jesus, this guy looks old. I mean, old, Cheryl. You know?
An old black man?
Yeah, and curmudgeon is like, no, well, I couldn't tell what race he was. Curmudgeon's like 22 tops. The other guy, well, they have to show ID in order to, you know,
right,
for all the legal stuff.
Right.
He and they're HIV negative and all that crap. He is he was born the exact same year as me, Cheryl.
Excuse me? He was 16?
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
No, I'm not 60. I'm older than that. Am I 61?
What's your internet age?
Never mind.
Okay.
Anyway, he's fucking old, Cheryl. I mean, I was like, and super queenie, but. And he had, like, that really bad, like, fake black hair. Like, where it's, it looks like really bad Ronald Reagan Grecian formula.
Grecian Ronald Reagan?
Grecian formula.
What the hell is that? I'm too young to know about these things.
They don't make Grecian formula anymore?
What's Grecian?
It's fucking hair color for men. Do they not make that anymore?
How would I know? I'm a woman. And so are you for
they
that.
Used to have, they used to have Grecian, not Greenstein. Grecian formula. It's,
Why are you making Trotsky cry? Hello? Keep eating Fatty. Fatty keeps eating and eating and eating.
So they get naked, right?
Right. I mean, he had a fiber ball.
And the 60-year-old, he doesn't have a bad body for as old as he is.
Okay. But he's got the AIDS, Ross.
Right. So they start going out, whatever, I'm going to get you.
The bottom,
like, bends over, and for whatever reason, he had his ass crack showing.
Oh, good idea.
And Cheryl, it was so fucking disgusting, I literally gasped. It looked like it was...
Can you hear it on film?
No. Maybe. It looked like the driest... it looked like... You ever go to the beach and you see a starfish that's dead?
All the time.
That's upside down. His butt looked like an upside down... dead starfish, except like with 8 extra legs.
It was, did it have anal dandruff?
No, it was worse. I mean, it was like, and he looked like kind of like you couldn't tell what race he was. Like he was either black. Well, anyway, he looked like lights. He looked very light, like Michael Jackson. No, Mariah Carey's lighter than that. But he had freckles, so we were like, what the fuck? But his asshole was just the most fucking... It looked like the Grand Canyon or something like that.
Was it dark?
No, it would look like... Well, at first, it just looked like... Do you ever see an old person's face like yours?
It looked like your vagina.
I'm 25.
Cheryl, take the ugliest, the, not ugliest, the oldest woman you've ever seen. Picture her. Okay, now picture her vagina. And multiply it times like, and then take like eight of them in a circle. Like it's, like they're all crossing together at the middle. That's what this guy's asshole looked like. It was looked like it had been fisted 50 times.
Now, how come you haven't sent me a photo of this?
Because I don't have the footage yet. They have to they capture it in Florida. I'll get it next week.
What do you mean capture it in Florida?
They take the tapes to Florida, and they capture them, and then they transfer them to us.
Why?
Because that's how it fucking goes, you moron. Now, shut up.
Do they have, like, slaves working there?
No.
Literally slaves?
No.
Oh. Are you sure?
It's illegal. Yes.
Everything's legal at the dorm.
You sure it was gross? So, like, they're fucking and all this crap.
Okay.
Now, this was not easy to film. Because the bottom had the most disgusting asshole, almost. The top had the most disgusting asshole, plus extra meat. Or dangly roid or something. So, I'm filming them fucking. I can't film curmudgeon's butthole because it has this extra meat. And I can't really film the top, the bottom's butthole because it looks like Sandy Duncan's eye socket.
What's Sandy Duncan?
No, Sylvia's eye socket.
Okay.
When her eyes...
In which video? The white video?
No, no, no. When her eye's not in when she takes it out and cleans it.
She fell asleep during the middle of one of her webinars, mates.
Really?
Amazing.
I want to see that. No, it looks like it looked like Sylvia's eye socket. But the thing is, like, Brian's actually funny. And, you know, we're talking. Every 5 minutes, we'd go out. I'd be like, okay. Because they always, like, have to jack off and take breaks and stuff. I'm like, we'll be right back. I'm like, Brian, come here. Like, that is the, and I go, that is the fucking most disgusting asshole I've ever seen in my life. And the other one has this thing hanging out. What the fuck am I supposed to do? He's like, I don't know, but I was thinking the same thing. That is some nasty shit. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay.
How's Brian's hole?
I've never seen it. He's a top. I don't know.
Right. He's still got...
Whatever. I don't fucking know. Why do you always have to change the subject? So then, Cheryl.
Crinkly hole.
So then, like, towards the end, they're doing their last sexual position, and I had to make them, and this is why we were talking, because I had to, I'm like, Brian, I need you to help me. We need a sexual position where I don't see curmudgeon's asshole, because it's fucking got this thing hanging out of it, and it's too hard to edit around this, this clitoris coming out of your butt. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's really hard. You cannot show that. So I'm like, and plus he's going up and down and up and down and up and down. So I'm like,
I can't just show it. You had a cover of a DVD you sent me.
Shut up.
You got a roid hanging out. Sorry. No roid. No roid.
It may have been a wart.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wart Rod 5.
What?
Wart Rod 5. Surfing the pool.
Wart Roids?
Wart Roids 5. It's Pumpy Down Bar.
So, Cheryl, so I'm like, Brian, you have
and
to
have... And that dick is so disgusting when they come, sorry.
That's too long for a subtitle. But they have, like... So the guy's bouncing up and down. He's like, bam, ba bam, ba bam. And I'm like, oh, no, this won't work either. So I'm like, okay, flip over. So they flip over. And the bottom is on top. And they're, like, kissing. And the dick is, like, not in him. What the fuck's that noise? So, Cheryl, there's his asshole after it had been pounded and fucked. This asshole that was already, before it even had a dick in it, was fucking disgusting. I'm talking about the bottom, not curmudgeon. The starfish. And I looked at it, and it was the most ungodly, messed up, horrible orifice I've ever seen or could possibly imagine. It was just
so fucking disgusting.
Did it have cum coming out of that?
No. So Cheryl, what would I? What do you like? You expect me to do?
You zoomed in.
Exactly. I mean. I mean, I zoomed in all. It was the whole screen. It was the whole HD screen. I mean, I zoomed in. I'm telling you, I had it as close up as I could get in perfect focus. And I'm just waiting because, you know, I was waiting for them to do whatever's next.
And the cream pie.
So I really didn't have to film it, but I just happened to be. And you got a picture. So I'm standing and I'm holding the camera kind of sideways like this. So that, because I couldn't look straight at them because I would have been laughing. And I'm looking down at the camera and I'm just totally cracking up like. And I'm looking at Brian and he's totally cracking up. And every time I look into the viewfinder, the LCD screen, I look. As soon as I come down, I look at the screen and I'm like. Every time I come down, I look at the screen. I'm like, what? And I looked at it up close, Cheryl.
Was it creamy? Or
Cheryl, it looked like. Well, I'll show you the picture when I get it, but it looked like it had. The only way I can describe it, it looked like. It was like an asshole, like, you know, a sea urchin, with all the little things, and it had some little things, like maybe a roid here, roid there, whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
he had too much pumpkin pie.
So. It looked like he'd been fisted about, 70,000 times in his 60 years. Oh. And then. But there were these black lines, and this is something I never see. There were like black lines, so there's
like a zebra, ain't
kind
it?
Of like you picture. You have all the crevasses going around, and it was kind of like, so you have skin pointing out, and then you have these black lines. So then I'm zooming in. I'm like, what are these black? And I still don't know what it is. But you ever seen the duty stripe on a shrimp? Why is all this fish references? You know, on a shrimp, they have the mud vein?
Yes. My face like, is like that.
It looked like a bunch of mud veins all pointing out like spokes. But they were thinner than that. It really did. No, I know what it looked like. Fish shit. You know when you look at a fish tank and you see those little fish shits?
Mm-hmm.
It looked like that, but tattooed. Or stitches. Like hemorrhoid surgery yesterday. It was so fucking disgusting. So,
curmudgeon Smith geek in there, wrong.
Well, then afterwards I'm like, you know, because I had to. I'm like, listen to the people in charge. I said, listen, you've got to talk to this. There's things coming out of there. So he did. He talked to him. He said he got to get it fixed.
How's he going to get it fixed? He's poor and he's black. And then push it back in.
Well, you have to turn some tricks, I guess.
Bring it out the door.
What?
More wrong.
Cheryl, oh, it was so hilarious.
Now, was there a cream pie?
No, but we had a cum facial.
Why would Madge?
What?
I'm upset at you.
Listen, I tried to get cream pies.
Man.
What?
You could have had them do a cream pie out of that disgusting starfish. Zoomed in all the way. Can you imagine how amazing that would
be? I tried,
sure. You'd also get the maids, and it would be real good. Hey.
Cheryl, when both partners are negative, how can you give each other AIDS?
Are you talking negative with quotes around it, or...
Negative.
What?
Negative.
You said something else.
What do you mean?
Negative, you said. And.
Huh?
I don't believe it.
What?
H1N1? What?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. No. Wow. You know, I wish that my 30 jobs were that interesting. I mean, the most interesting thing, 3 days ago.
Mm.
I was working at Hurts and Smells,
mm-hmm.
and I was getting the keys from one of the cars that got dropped off. And normally, you know, I'll go and I'll fill it up with gas, And I got in the car and I sat down in the seat, and would you believe it? I sat in the largest pile of shirts I'd ever seen in a rental car. And I thought that that was fucked up. But, you know, I mean, a curmudgeon and a wart. Okay.
Worse than duty and it hurts. I don't know. That's pretty bad, though.
Duty?
Mm-hmm.
In a guar?
Mm-hmm.
How come no one's calling into the room?
Who is Evanston Matt? Do I know you? That's why I was born in Evanston and New York. Oops.
All right.
Where was I born? Let me check my Wikipedia aids.
All right. Moon.
Poon.
We didn't ditch you, strip club. You went offline.
Oh, yeah. I tried calling you back. Marcus, this is not a pie. It was a... I can understand why you think it was a pie, because it was sort of a pie crust.
And because you're fat, and so when it's a poison, then you're eating a little pie out.
It was a salad, a taco salad. That was the shell I was eating. Whereas most...
No, you don't call that a salad. That's not a salad. How many grams of fat is it?
Zero.
Right.
It was a delicious taco salad, Marcus.
Fat.
And strip club, we tried calling you back and you weren't there. Thank you, Marcus, for understanding. If you're there, strip club, I'll call you back. But we tried. We had to hang up with you to call Sherry or whatever, Mary. Pussy boy.
You little pussy.
Horsey. You know, horsey.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he didn't answer again. Victim.
Colonel. Excuse me? Did we get more money or is this grim over? All right.
30K ass surgery so you can go back to prawn. I don't know. I think it might have been a fisting mishap.
I think the dorm dad don't understand how these things work. You can't just push a latch back in and expect when an enormous black dick is getting shoved into your hole that your latch ain't gonna fall out again. This is common sense. You're welcome. You can isolate that and send it to the DD. Hello?
Yeah.
You gonna do that? Okay.
Now she's calling. Ugh, this person. Hold on, Cheryl. Hold on.
Right.
Hello?
Hey.
Strip club, you have to let me call. You have to let me call you. You have to let me call you. I'll call you right back.
Okay.
Faggot. All right. Cheryl, hold on. This guy, he's retarded.
You can't perform tonight.
You can't perform tonight!
Hello?
You like that?
I gotta do a Cheryl. You hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Strip club, I need some prom music. I'm running out.
Oh, I feel bad about that, Madge. You sent me that request.
Yeah, and I already made the video, though. I made my own little mix. It actually turned out good with no help from you.
I couldn't do it at the time because I was like somewhere where I couldn't respond.
Where?
I was like at a bus stop and the bus came.
So where were the pictures?
I was mobile. I couldn't, you know.
So where were the pictures from the bikes?
Oh, God. The buses are the best.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
there are so many people on there that are interesting.
What I need is, I'm talking about prawn music in general.
Fancy products or retailers.
No, it's all types of things, man. There's, you know, the ghetto thing going on, then you got the white trash.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the you know, people that are different.
It smells delicious on buses, especially in the summer.
Is it a felony to sniff bus seats? No.
Am I really on the... Can you still watch me on the Ustream iPhone?
You know, you see a fatty get up off that seat and you walk over to it and you sniff it. Is that a felony?
Yes. No. Can you believe that fucking iPhone shit? I know. I read the whole affidavits. Fucking bullshit.
You have a lot of time on your hands.
All because some fucking cunt
told on his ass. A fucking bitchy roommate woke up on the wrong side of the tampon and fucking called an apple on the boy's ass. Fucking bullshit. Fucking college student trying to make some money. And she calls, oh, I don't want to get in trouble because he used my internet. Like, hello, I've gotten robbed before. I don't know about you. I've gotten robbed. And when I got robbed, the entire Chicago Police Department did not get involved. Not only that, they just told me, oh, well, we'll call you if it comes in. But when Apple gets
robbed, you got pickpocketed.
No, I'm not talking about that. That turns out it wasn't pickpocketed. I got my wallet back. It was
she just blamed it on the blacks because she's so racist.
Rob's like a gun in your face. You know,
no, listen, I got it was weird. 2 months later, somebody from the Field Museum called me and told me they had my wallet. They gave it back and everything was there. It was weird. So I think what happened is one of the smaller children took the wallet and they saw there was no money and then they felt guilty about it during their field trip. So they gave it, they threw it down on the floor.
A small child on a field trip.
Mm-hmm.
You were with small children.
Don't get turned on, Cheryl. It was on the bus.
What for? Oh, God, I hate when, like,
oh, you're an 40 idiot.
Children get on the goddamn
well,
bus.
Well, that's what it was. That's when I thought. That's why I thought I'd get robbed. And they're like, hey. Oh, I'm babysitting tomorrow, and those kids fucking hate me, too.
You know, I'll put my lamps pack next to me so no one can sit down, especially children.
Cheryl knows the trick. Mm-hmm. Put that backpack.
My niece and nephew told me that I'm their worst babysitter. But I have to babysit tomorrow because I couldn't find anyone else. They hate me.
They can't look at prawn.
No, they hate me because, like, I figured out the kids like to be disciplined. And they like, whether they know it or not, they like to constantly be in battle. Like, fighting and arguing. But see, when these kids are like, I'm not going to brush my teeth. They expect, like, oh, you better brush your teeth or I'm going to count to 10. And I'm just like, okay. I'm going downstairs to watch TV. And they're like, eh. I'm like, go to bed. And then I'll walk downstairs. And fucking strip club puts me on hold. What are you doing putting me on hold? I'm fucking talking to you.
I got a 20% dismiss battery thing.
Good. What? All right. So...
That's what the pause was.
Okay, I don't get so that.
Why does that cut into the Skype stream? They shouldn't be cutting into the Skype, Skype stream. The fuck?
Go on strike.
Are you on your goddamn phone?
Yeah. What do you want?
iPod Touch.
Oh, for fuck's sake! Those things are ridiculous for Skype. I am surprised it sounds as good as it does.
I'm using the headphones.
You're talking on the iPod Touch with the normal headphones?
The headphones with the mic.
That's what I'm using.
How am I supposed to see pig's feet without collard greens? And why in the fuck is there so much hair in it?
I mean, it picks up a lot of things. I got my fan on. I'm going to turn my fan off. You hear my fan? Here's the cheap-ass auto-tune. Hey, girl! I'm singing through my fan.
Girls!
That's a cheap-ass auto-tune. Is that auto-tune? I'm not kidding you. I'm talking to a fan.
I don't know why they call it auto-tune. It sounds nothing like being in tune.
Now I turned off my fan. You won't hear nothing. I got everything turned off in my apartment.
Good. Do you like how the quality of my duty is in the morning?
Yes, Cheryl, that is really good. Mm-hmm. How low do you get that thing?
It's pristine deuterous quality.
I put it right.
Okay, I'm looking at it.
My coils.
Damn. So, and right now, if you sniff your microphone, smell duty?
No. But I smell duty all the time. I'll pick my pussy and then pick my nose. So I'm always
getting duty. You can't smell duty on that thing. You got to get it closer, man. You got to stick that thing, lower.
Listen.
I need you to smell duty on that mic. Come on. Get that thing right up in that pinhole.
It smells like fish, not duty.
You need a tank dock. You know, somewhere
excuse
you can
me? Sit. A what?
A tank dock. You know, somewhere you can, plug that mic in right by your taint.
Oh. That would be good.
Tank dock, baby.
Listen, I have good news for Chicago.
What?
Cher. Well, you know how Cher taught that... outdoor yoga class? Cher is teaching 2 free outdoor yoga classes this summer. 2. On Tuesday
evening, and on Sunday morning. I'm so happy I get free yoga with Cher outside twice a week, and it's free for anybody who wants to come.
I think you're supposed to go to both classes.
You're an idiot.
And also, for how long is it?
Cheryl is an idiot.
Mm-hmm. What did I just say, you fucking moron? I said the fucking summer. Fucking idiot ass.
Why is he doing that yet?
What are you doing to the dude?
What's he doing at the dorm?
Why are you doing that yet?
Oh, Stephen Denver likes to be disciplined. I wasn't even talking to you, Steve. What do you mean, yes, discipline me, Madge? What the fuck?
Steve, bend over.
People are high. Oh, my goodness. I'm Mac Geek Bear.
What?
Listen, Cheryl, this is good. Mac Geek Bear there. I just sent you a few bucks for the story about the video shoot and you and Cheryl's normal awesomeness. Isn't that nice? Thank you, Mac Geek Bear.
Hey, Madge.
All right, where do you live, Mac Geek Bear? What, Cheryl? Are you gay? Oh, you must be if you're a bear. I don't think straight people call themselves bears.
What am I kidding? Am I adding to this thing?
What are you doing in the world?
Hey, Madge, do you have fluffers for editors?
There's no such thing as fluffers. It's a myth.
I've seen fluffers.
Where?
Well, you know, them things you watch on the internet and then you get a virus?
What?
Hey, talking about when they shoot to the dorm, you get a virus from it.
What am I looking for? I'm clicking. What did I... What did you
Hotmail.
Just...
Hotmail.
Oh, that's... God. I'm really a moron.
Dear God.
Wait, where did he say he's from?
Dear God, it's me, Sylvia.
It's your guide.
Sylvia Brown Brown.
Strip Club, did you buy my DVD yet?
I'm going to buy it right now.
Really?
You want me to?
Yeah.
You'll like it.
I got some free time. I'm off of work.
Okay.
I'm off of work. Buy some shit.
Or did you already buy one? Because I was going to suggest if you can't afford it, then just ask somebody to sponsor you. But I
can afford it.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
Now, Nate, why are you off work? Did they let you all work?
I'm always off.
I used a personal holiday.
Oh, you're talking to her.
I'm a union worker.
What do you do?
I work at a school. Technical college.
You diddle blittle boys. Oh my God, I almost puked.
Why?
Because I drank this huge rice water.
Gross.
Did you drink your monster?
No, it's a rice water. It's an orchard.
You got no monster?
I don't do that at night anymore.
What's that thing on your head, that light bulb?
And bonnet.
Like you had an idea, like you were smart.
You want me to have that?
No.
Yeah. All
right. Go home. Then you did a little girl.
Had to do him?
Oh shit, you're pulling it out. That's funny.
I had it right there, handy. It was on my clit. Ooh, that felt good. Cheryl knows all about. Oh, San Francisco.
Is that for navigating between the thigh fat?
Well, it's when she goes on down onto that 60-year-old man with his starfish.
You know, I've been
between the veins.
Fat girls, you roll them in flour and look for the wet spot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Cheryl, we're doing okay today.
Hey, I did my first black pop.
Do it now.
Hey.
That was not good.
I done black popped.
No.
I wonder if Adam Christensen, that name sounds familiar. Is he the one that does the MacCast? No, maybe not. That name sounds familiar. Okay.
What?
There's no way a fluffer can work on a large black dick as they cannot get completely hoored. Actually, most of them can. It just happens that the one yesterday could not. They, trust me, they get hard. They do get very hard. Yeah, a lot of them do. I mean, I know what you mean. A lot of them don't. But
a lot of them do, but a lot of them don't.
For when a rock's at stake, they can get a whore.
Man.
Is there any type of thing about sucking a sperm out of an asshole with a straw?
That's just a normal day.
Is there any Urban Dictionary term for that?
Wait a second.
What about?
Where was just talking about that?
Out of an asshole.
Slurpee?
Well, was I just talking about that on the show? Or?
If you let me.
I had a brainstorm.
Listen,
I
was like,
Can I have to listen. I have to talk. This is money. I need to talk to Cheryl, okay? Just hang on a second. Cheryl?
Yes.
I want to total up the money that we got for donations today.
Why?
So that you know how much you get, you fucking moron. Do you want the money or not?
Okay.
God, you're so fucking retarded today.
I'm tired. Go ahead.
Why? Why? Because you want money, moron.
Okay, well, I have it. 40, okay. 20, and what?
No. 20?
Mm-hmm. 40.
Hold on. Where's the 40? Oh, yeah, the 40, but that was from another... Because some... Listen, that was from Jason. But Jason sent it... I don't know why he sent it to... because he sent it to a different email? It's weird. What?
Go home.
You're dead. Go home. So...
40, 20, and what?
Madge, are you burping from that food you ate?
Listen, I'm trying to count. Hold on. 40...
From your toes.
From Jason. 20 from Matt.
Okay.
It's your guide. 15 from Seanathan. Thank you, Seanathan. Sean Dix in Canada.
Okay.
Sean Dix. And 10 from Russ. Thank you. Oh, that must be the bear from California. Thank you.
Now, you said there was one from an Adam K.
Yeah. That was the 20.
You didn't include that.
That was the 20.
You said his name was Matt.
Matt was the last one.
No.
Matt was the 10. What is your problem, Cheryl?
You said, Madge.
Do you want me to go through each one again? I'll do it.
I'll just show you in Skype. This is very boring.
Oh, God. It hurts.
All right.
Jason, yes.
Magnet.
No, that's not Matt. That's Adam. This, the one that says 22.
Mm-hmm.
There
Cole.
Is no Matt. Matt.
You said Geek. Matt.
Oh, Matt K. Booth. Oops. Shit. That's 20.
Okay.
Adam is also 20.
Okay. You missed that one, Nate.
Oops. Wait. But it seems like you have the right number. So there's Jason, Adam, Matt, Sean, and Mac. So there's, so I guess, yeah, I did miss one. Oopsie. Fucking whoops. Bitch.
Oh,
why you gotta hate? Are you calling me a liar?
I'm calling you a fucking bitch, cunt, dyke, whore.
So there were twos for, yeah, there were two for 20. That's so good. Wow, Cheryl. Thank you, audience. I guess we have to do more crap then. Ugh. That's pretty good. See, it's always when I punish the audience and threaten them with extinction of yeast, they get nice again.
Okay.
Now, strip club DJ,
yes.
What do you do with the school?
I work at night.
Are you a janitor? I forget. I knew this. You're a janitor, right?
Not really, no.
Not really?
Not really. Do you clean toilet?
Sometimes.
Ooh, well, do you clean poopy out of the... Tell us about this. I want to know about the work.
I have scraped duty off of a toilet bowl room. Yes, I
are
have.
You're the one that has to clean, like, you know how sometimes you go to a public restroom and you're like, what the fuck happened in there? Are you the one that has to clean that?
Nah, I fill in sometimes.
Ooh.
Fill in.
I have done it, but I don't do it, like, every day.
What's your education like?
Sucks.
Oh, Griselda was calling.
I suck dick in Walmart bathrooms.
Do you? I thought you're straight.
Well, if he's drunk enough.
Are you straight or not? I forget.
Yeah, I'm straight.
Drunk. No, if you're drunk enough, you're not.
That's too late to call
drunk.
Excuse me?
Not drunk.
Are you a butterface? Straight?
Yeah, I'm a butterface. Oh. Butterbelly.
How big is your dick? Hello?
More angle than dangle.
What the fuck does that mean?
It hangs more to the left than it does, like, hanging forward.
Is it your guy?
I've never heard that before. Is that serious?
Yeah. It curves left, man, big time.
I seen that at the dorm the other day.
It's like Whiskers' lip.
Lamp.
Can we see a picture? Where'd you get that picture of that woman that's now my profile picture?
Big Little Kim.
She looks terrible with no teeth. Poor thing.
What's that disease where these women get these lips that like curl over? Like whiskers?
No, that's what happened.
What? That pic I found this week?
It's because they get their teeth...
Is that colic?
Their teeth gets removed.
I don't know, man. That is really creepy. It looks like a camel.
That's amazing.
It's like camel lips.
Don't hate on me. I'm pretty.
I tried researching like a medical condition. I couldn't find anything except for colic.
Beauty.
Which it isn't.
No, they just... When your teeth get removed, your bone, the bone dies.
But so man, that thing curls over. You should see the
bone dies.
Your jaw, it disintegrates.
Who said?
My dentist, I asked her.
Why? So you said, if I want to get my teeth removed so I can give
No, because this was door. This was a long time ago when I first came back from Amsterdam and I hadn't been to the dentist in like 7 years and I was completely getting off of drugs and stuff. And I had to go to the periodontist because my teeth were so fucked up that my gums were damaged. So, and I still go to her every 4 months, just, you know, or every twice a year, but, every 8 months, whatever. But right. But she said, yeah, you know, I'm like, well, what happens? She's like, yeah, you ever see people that when they just, their mouth folds up and they look weird, that's because they had to have their teeth removed and your bone dies. That's why people recommend getting the implants with the posts, because most people today get implants, because with those, your jaw still gets stimulated, because the problem is if you don't have teeth, there's nothing like your jawbone has to get stimulated, and that's what keeps
it. What do you mean stimulated in your sense?
My fucking dentist says, you moron. What are you?
Dentures?
No, Madge. God. A lot of those people that lose their teeth, their lips like invert. I'm talking like lips coming out.
Show me the picture.
Cheryl has it, or I have
it. Was too small. I couldn't see it good.
And more.
She said it's my profile, but I couldn't see it. I'm too old to see that small. I need a big picture of her lips.
There's some disease or some type of condition where people's lips just like fold over, and it's fucking hilarious. That's what whiskers is, and that picture that I sent to Cheryl this week is the exact same thing.
It sounds like something we may have covered once or twice in the show. It's called prolapse.
Mm-hmm.
We may have discussed this once or twice.
Yes, lips.
Lips.
But it is a funny condition. I'm sorry.
There's nothing funny about prolapse.
Very serious.
Mm-hmm. Serious.
Oh, hey, karma. I'm going to get prolapse one day. I know.
Have you people seen? You know, they have that new Grum holder for the new Mac thing.
What? Holder?
Used underwear. Where? No, that's dog blanket. What are we talking about?
Matt, didn't you say that you had to make the clean woman at the dorm stay longer today?
Leave it alone.
Stinky towels.
Details.
Leave it alone.
Yeah, who cleans up there? Do you have to use a putty knife?
Mrs. Garrett.
When cum dries, man, it's like an eggshell. You know, you ever spilled an egg and you try to clean that up? Cum dried.
I've egged houses, but no.
Dried cum is impossible to dry.
Dried,
dried cum is like, you can't get rid of it, man. It's like
the dried pie all over the sheets.
What do you mean you can't get rid of it? You just
no. Once it dries, you can't even scrape it. It's like you know, like you got an eggshell and it breaks open and stuff. That yolk, that stuff, you can't get rid of it. You got to scrape. Cum's the same thing, man. It's on a toilet.
I really don't know. You know why? Because I'm not a janitor.
So what happens at the dorm on the walls in the bathroom?
Yeah, that's
the
what I'm asking.
Who from the fleet?
Who cleans up the sets?
Listen, give
Is
it a rest.
Is that your part-time job? Is that your job?
No. Whoever comes has to clean up their jizz. That's the rule.
So after they nut, they got to go get a wipe all and clean.
Nobody touches somebody else's nut.
Except for when it's coming out of their fucking anus. Yeah.
Well, if they're each other, but I mean, when you're talking about, I don't.
Why not?
We do have really nice. They have a.
What?
promotional cum rags that say Flavorman on them. They're really cool. Seriously, they're red and white. They look cool.
Right.
They give them out at benefits. Seriously.
Benefits. Benefits for AIDS.
What was I going to talk about?
How ironic. You know what? Are the Blitzino Awards going to benefit AIDS charities?
Yes, God, of course they will. They do, actually. They make all those kids work for AIDS charities.
Mm-hmm.
Or other, they have to work in some sort of charity work.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
When you're filming, do you pop a Woody?
God, no.
You don't pitch a tent?
I laugh sometimes. I can't. You know, it's funny because
you're filmed going home and jacked off.
Can I ask a question? How would a lesbian get a Woody?
Wood.
Mm-hmm. Because your clitoris gets hard. I get that all the time on the bus. When I'm with the really stinky blyocks or the retards, I often will tent my pants.
I don't crack.
You know what's funny?
And I will stain my panty with juice. Female ejaculative juice. My sacred tabuli leaks.
From your skeins gland?
All over the seat and all that.
From your urethra?
And I'm tented.
The weird thing is, strip club vagina, is yeah. I think I've actually gotten more sexually aroused filming straight porn than gay porn, which is weird.
Really? Okay.
I don't know
Except
why.
Except for the Latinos, you get whored then.
I can't think of the last time. Not really.
Yes, you do.
No, I really haven't. Well, the thing is, I haven't really filmed very many hot Latin shots because those are usually done in either Miami or South America or something. Mm-hmm. Mine are usually.
But you edit them, you get a whore.
How big is the scene in Chicago? Is it a big gay filming scene, or is it bigger in L.A., New York, whatever?
It's about as big as the Holiday Inn suite.
The Sheraton.
It ain't very big. It's small.
Where's the leading place in America?
It's illegal. I mean,
L.A. and L.A. is first, and I would guess Miami's second, something like that.
Okay.
But for the blocks, it's like D.C., Atlanta, Philadelphia. Those are the big cities. Chicago,
well, New York.
New York, yeah.
Chicago. I love Chicago, man. I want to promote it all the time.
People always say that, like when they're from dumpy little cities. Because, like, most people think Chicago's kind of dumb like Houston.
What? No, it's beautiful. The skyline is
Oh, no, I like it a lot. It's my favorite city.
The architecture blows away Houston. I've been to Houston.
I've never been there. It's my favorite city in...
they got, like, 10 big buildings. Chicago's
in
more
In America.
Dense.
But that's not saying much.
It's a piece of trash.
Chicago's beautiful, man. The skyline
You're a piece of trash, Cheryl.
There's a lot of homeless people there.
Well, if not, then what would I tweet?
Mm-hmm. Dude, you're getting some good pictures, Matt.
Thanks. Well, I have to say, though, some of them are from my correspondent.
You have more variety than I have where I live. I'm trying to get some pictures on the bus. I get pictures, but you have more variety.
Well, what about Cheryl, who's always telling people, did you get it on video? Did you get it on film? Mm-hmm. And what does she get? Not a goddamn thing.
You gotta buy me an iPhone.
You don't need... Your camera can take fucking pictures, you little pussy.
No, it can't.
You little horsey. You've got a camera, you little fucking bitch.
Timmy Boo's taking pictures of Walmart.
He has an iPhone.
Everyone but Cheryl takes pictures.
He has an iPhone.
I have given you a lot of content and pictures over the time.
Well, get an iPhone then.
Are you going to buy it for me?
No, but you have a lot more money than I do.
Right.
You must. You're working 8 jobs.
Listen, all of that goes to the electricity bill for my tanning, my cigarettes, and,
the abortion.
The complications for my abortive material acquisitions, and,
diabetes.
Well, I had to sell some stem cells the other day.
Your stoma? Gotta replace your stoma pads.
Have you read the immortal story of Henrietta Lapse?
No.
DJ Prolabs.
Oh, don't start her on that fucking shit again. I will kill you.
That was the funniest shit I found, man. I'm just...
Oh, you found that? DJ, what was it from? Yeah.
He was murdered. It was like
Cheryl didn't give you credit, of course.
No, damn. I don't give much credit. I don't care.
Well, what? Where did you find it? He was murdered for talking about chlaps?
About once a day, I search prolapse. I go on YouTube, and I'll type in prolapse, and then I'll do the upload date, you know, the newest thing. It's like I got to do it.
Okay, you might content. Be a little bit of a weirdo.
And one of those things came up that day when that guy died, so...
Oh, so it was recently.
Yeah.
Did he die of irreparable layups?
No, he got murdered.
Cheryl, that is a horrible picture. Who sent that?
DJ Prolapse got murdered.
This Hitler dildo picture?
What?
That's some sick-ass shit.
I'm laying down. I can't look.
Oh, it's a picture of some gay Hitler with dildos. This is some weird shit. Some weird-ass shit.
Are you still recording on the screen?
What about your chore, D?
Journal. When will they ever stop talking about Hitler? I mean, is he going to be like 500 years from now on the History Channel?
Yes, of course he is.
Still?
Yeah. Well, they still talk about Caesar.
500 years from now, they're going to have a Hitler special on the History Channel.
Listen, they got to sell.
Every day they got a Hitler special.
Well, you know, that's just fucking weird. They've been like that as long as the History Channel's been around. So he's
fascination
been like
with death.
Oh, get fucked.
Fuck off.
I have a fascination with death by injection.
Really? In the backside?
Sure. Are you going pee?
Mm-hmm.
How did you know he was peeing?
I'm going poop so I can hear it. I want to hear you poop. I want to hear it come out of your sphincter.
Number 7, Bristol?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, if you want to lose...
Kind of a slow trickle.
Oh, you have a prostate swollen?
You don't even want to know.
You
man.
Do?
I think we do.
Yeah, I got a hernia and everything.
That's why he's peeing so slowly. Why do you have a hernia?
Jack it off. Trying to get that nut out.
Getting that nut.
I'll be straight in the muscle.
Yeah.
Why you got all these medical problems?
We are more than 4 inches. We are more than 4 inches. We are more than 4 inches.
About Sylvia.
No, seriously, I think I got a hernia from jacking off.
About Sylvia.
Wow. It's possible. I mean, think about it. If you're sitting there and you're really trying to rub it out.
About Sylvia.
Try to pump it off.
About Sylvia.
It can happen.
About Sylvia.
I think it did with me.
About Sylvia.
You were jacking off. Wait, you were.
I was not jacking off to
about Sylvia.
No, I was not.
Yes, you were.
I was contemplating it.
About Sylvia.
What were you doing?
I was working that pole.
About Sylvia.
Not Sylvia. Nope.
Can I touch it and put it in my mouth?
Hey, touch it.
So, you got a hernia from Sylvia Brown, and you're
no.
not going to get it fixed.
I wasn't That's
Sylvia
good.
Brown. I was
Why are you not
phone.
Getting it fixed?
I'm believing that it will go away within the next,
oh,
you know.
Smart.
About Sylvia.
Can I touch it and put it in my mouth?
We're more than 4 inches.
That's good.
Would you have insurance, Mary?
Wings.
My soul in crisis.
You know, when Cheryl had cancer, I advised her to leave it alone and see if it would go away, but she wouldn't listen to me.
She didn't have group health.
A few months. What a dumbass. These people.
God.
Insurance and God. You don't go to the fucking doctor. Good Christ.
Especially when you have...
You little bitch.
I can understand it when you have the VADs or the VD, but a hernia?
God.
What if it's just a muscle pull?
Well, let the doctor
tell you. Then they'll tell you it's a fucking muscle pull.
God.
The doctor every time I got a bone
over my
Sylvia's very angry with you.
It twitches.
She's very angry.
God.
It's not his
I think it's going to go away.
That's good.
That's what I thought about. The little, you know.
Strip club DJ, how long have you had this problem?
Since January.
Try Levison.
Levison?
Levison.
Levison.
And do 75 crunches a day.
You know what date it is today? 5 months. Nay.
That we've been talking about Sylvia?
No, that you've had this problem.
Yes.
What's the problem?
Hernia.
I got a muscle twitch. I think it's a hernia.
And she can't pee.
On the right side, I got... The left side of my cock is flat. The right side has got a bulge.
Okay,
like
you have a hernia, and those things
it's
don't
like a
go away.
ET.
I've never heard of a self-healing hernia. I've never heard of a self-healing hernia. Try your lethicin, do 80 crunches, and then go to the doctor.
A neurologist.
A neurologist.
You got IBS.
And be sure to tell him Sylvia sent you.
We're not doctors, but we do talk to a doctor on a regular basis.
My soul in crisis. My soul in crisis. My.
If you know your party's extension, the name of the person, department, or location you are trying to reach, please press 1. For customer service inquiries such as travel information, RTA reduced fare questions, Chicago Card, or Chicago Card Plus questions, customer commendations or complaints.
Commendation.
For bus lost and found, press 3. For rail lost and please hold while your call is being transferred.
Okay. Man, you know, I took out all the hold time and I was on hold for probably 7 minutes. I was on the 36 and there was a crazy homeless man screaming and hollering and I got off the bus at the next stop, but I was so upset that I left my denim backpack on the bus. It must have disconnected from my stoma when I was really, you know, upset about the homeless man screaming.
God. God.
Cheryl, I got
God.
A question about pranking.
Your dad likes to
check yourself or hide anything? Because
they discovered.
I've been trying to, like, call up major.
They discovered other infections.
Through Skype, like, TV shows and stuff, and try to get a Timmy Boo or a Cheryl Merlot.
Okay, strip club, what you have to do is you have to set it up where you have a private, where you have a real phone number, because then it looks, they see. The problem is when you're calling on Skype, if you don't have an assigned number.
I know that.
Okay, then what are you talking about? Why are you wasting our time?
I'm not wasting your time. I'm trying to get into these
What's
shows.
What's your question? Iowa.
Fuck.
I'm the psychic. Next.
Fuck Sylvia.
What's the guy's name? Charles or Lance?
Spring equinox prayer for morning.
Cheryl's getting, Madge's getting a little...
Dearest Mother Asna, in this time of spring equinox, we bring to you all things living and growing. These offerings, plants and seedlings, are a symbol of the growth within our own souls. To show our love and our devotion, we offer these tokens. Oh, dearest Asna, help us grow in wisdom and grace in the fertile garden of your beneficence. Each seedling represents our souls reaching through the negativity of this planet and stretching towards our fulfillment and Gnostic enlightenment. Help us through this month, this year, and all the days of our life to honor and adore you. Intercede for us to the Father and make our journey of life easier. Amen.
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 But the music continues. I just looked up beneficence, the act of doing good, act of goodness or kindness, charity. Use beneficence in a sentence. I'm going to do that. Let's see.
I took a picture of a fat ass bent over black.
Listen, don't you say mean things about that Sylvia. We like her.
Please fuck my hole.
Is that Sylvia?
Please fuck my hole.
Girls.
That wasn't what I meant to press.
About Sylvia.
Please fuck my hole.
About Sylvia.
About
Sylvia.
We are more than 4 inches.
About Sylvia.
Cheryl, I need more Sylvia clips. Cheryl. Cheryl.
Huh?
Are you falling asleep?
Was she born Sylvia Brown? I found evidence that.
No, she was a Dufrancy.
She changed her name.
Dufrancy.
I found evidence that she changed her name in this video or audio. before she changed her name off there.
She's a whore.
Sylvia Brown Brown.
Should we be done? It's been 3 hours, Gerald.
It's midnight.
When you consider that Cheryl's asleep, I think we're going to have to end it. Am I right, Cheryl?
Huh? Oh, if she starts snoring, that would be...
Cheryl, bad. You're asleep. I'm ending the show, okay?
Good idea. Literally fell asleep.
Yeah, I know.
Fall asleep and snore. I want to hear that.
Cheryl, say something nice and that we know that you're closed, because last week you just hung up. I want you to say something like, good night. Go ahead. We're listening.
Cheryl, give me encouragement to get pictures of funny people.
Take pictures or else I'll kill you. Now listen.
Just say good night and we'll be done, you moron.
Good night. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Thanks.
Man, keep on, keep on.
Bye. And bye, strip club dork.
Bye, strip club
dork. Can I blow your little...
Got her done there. Okay, all right. Beneficence.
What do you pee out of?